Danny Tor, unmute your mic, mate, and you can open this up with a word of prayer, please.
Yep. Okay, so Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful, wonderful evening, and obviously daytime for other people, God, for this time of fellowship, coming together, God, and letting you work in us, receiving the heavenly words and really putting them into practice, God, and being diligent in everything that we're doing with you, God, seeking after your own heart, and to really be imitators of you, and to shine in this world, Father God, with your light, so that you may get the glory through the life that we live unto you, God. So thank you for our ready-made fields, that you're continuing to make us fruitful in our fields, God, how you've blessed us in every area of our lives, and as you continue to do so, God, because you're faithful, and when we're with you, we are blessed, we are happy, we are fulfilled. So I thank you, God, that we continue to stay in the palm of your hand. We stay close to you, God, because you are our navigator through this life. So we commit our heart unto you. And so I thank you that you really speak through each person tonight mightily, God, that we can take it and run with it and to really be fruitful in everything that we do. So I thank you for this, God. Thank you for a wonderful evening. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
And Carmel, would you like to speak in tongues, interpret, or bring forth a word of prophecy, please? Very awkward.
All right. Shantala Mosakutu Hinda, Lalaka Texas in the Mokwende, Ringataka, and Lashamalaka, but they hearing it in Tatas come no Mune Hilala, Ringatas, Asamunuk, Ningin Tatas Moskoto, Halabalale, Ericatan, Tisman the Hutte. Know for the truth, my beloved ones, that you are indeed my beloved children. I did call you before the foundation of the world so that I could love you and guide you and be with you and always cherish you. You are indeed my beloved ones, and I do love you in all times. So look to me in all situations, knowing that I am indeed your strength. I'm your God and I'm your Father.
Okay, would Cathy Clark, would you like to either speak in tongues or bring forth a word of prophecy, please?
I am a great God, and I am your Father. I have given birth to you so that you would be my children. This was my heart from the beginning, and I long and desire to give you all the things that I have ordained to give you. I have made you complete in Christ. You are as he is. I have endowed you with all power and might. I have endowed you with every spiritual blessing that I desire for you to have. Therefore, my children, you are fully equipped, and there is nothing missing from your heart, your mind, or your life, for you are spiritual. Therefore, walk using that spirit, for I am that spirit in you. Look to me to let you, look to me so that I can guide you and direct you. Look to me so that I can inspire you. Look to me always for all things that you need in your heart, for I am there to supply them abundantly to you. There is nothing that I will ever withhold from you, for my desire is very great to give you more than you can even imagine.
Amen to that. And Marie Carroll, would you like to manifest, please?
And be still, my dear little children. Know that I'm your heavenly Father, and know that I have a deep and burning love for you all. You have nothing to fear, for you are full of power and might. I'm a God that's mighty. I'm a God that's powerful, and my Son lives and reigns within you. So go forth, spread my words, speak in tongues much, minister to people, because you have the power to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. The devil has no hold to your mind or hold to your physical body. Know that you are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And know that I will never, ever, ever leave nor forsake you. So go out, be still, and know that I am God.
Amen to that. And Amber Tor, would you like to bring forth a word of prophecy, please, sweetheart?
Know this day, my children, that it is me that has handpicked each and every one of you. I know every hair on your head, and I have great plans for you. I have great vision for your life. So know that I have put great vision in your heart, and now that I've put it in your heart, I will truly bring it to pass. So have faith in me, have confidence in me, Walk with me and let me lead you, because when I'm leading you, everything is perfect, everything is wonderful, everything is beautiful. You are not to have any fear, no worries, no doubts, but pure confidence in me, knowing I'm your God, I'm your dad, and I love you more than anything.
And to that beautiful words, I'd like to ask Ethel Robinson, a word of prophecy, please, sweetheart.
Yea, my beloved children, delight yourself unto me, for I delight in you. There's nothing else in this world, but come to me with all boldness and confidence. Yes, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but you just come to me. Look to me for everything and anything. For all these promises in my word, put it into practice. Put it into manifestation, into action, and you will see you will bear much fruit. So come to me with boldness and confidence, not doubting, not hesitating. For I am a God who's able, I'm a God who's willing, and I'm a God who is faithful.
Okay, Shelley, I've just seen you come on. Put your camera on, love, and would you like to thank God for the manifestations we just had? You can hear them again later on.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so, so much, Lawrence. Praise you, God. I just come to you just thankful, God. And it was a humble heart to receive this wisdom that's been bestowed upon us. God, your Heavenly Father, just the amazing things you've brought forth to us. And thank you, God, tonight for this amazing fellowship, the sweet, sweet fellowship with these amazing saints, that we just get all kinds of blessed and walk forth knowing that it's you, God, and we claim this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a different way to start this time. I'm very blessed. God bless you and welcome to Zoom Fellowship on this 11th of July, 2024. Just need to declare this. England are through to the final in the European Cup.
Yay!
We got a tough game to play.
It's coming home.
Yeah, baby, we got to really root them on because they need it. Because Spain are very tasty. They're very good. They're a very good team. But I believe we can do it. It's a knockout competition anyway, so it can go either way. So I think they'll be up for it. I think they'll be ready. They'll know this is their chance to grab glory, grab the dream. They've been in the last three semi-finals, England, in the World Cup, Europeans, and now this European one. The last, semi-finals, and now this final. So I think that's their second final, I think. But anyway, we've done well. The England manager, Gareth Southgate, is really good. And he stuck to his guns. A lot of people kind of criticised him because he wasn't bringing on the subs. We were all saying, you need to bring on this sub. But he picked them at the right times and they come on and done the job and got us the win. So really, sometimes we can look at people's management, because he's a manager, right? We can look at people's management, don't think he's making the right moves. And we can look at each other like that as well, but we don't want to look like that. Because God, for us, God is the one that's working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's going to give us the perfect words, the perfect direction, making perfect decisions. And just like a few decisions I made today turned out to be absolutely perfect. And it doesn't matter how we feel either. Like, you know, at the beginning of the week, on the Monday, I picked up this sickness bug and I was dozing off all through the day. Like, you know, I'm thinking, and Kim saying, you should counsel tonight. And I said, no, I still want to do it. But we did. We done the meeting and it ended up just being me, Kim and Becky. And, but that was nice. We had a nice chat and everything. But then I was sick. Then I went to bed and I slept. God just told me to sleep all the way through it. And I had a great sleep. Woke up 90% better yesterday, 95% now. And I feel like I'm on it. So God is really good. And I said to God, I'm not putting up with this because Jesus Christ has paid the price for this. And I got to do your work. So I need to be on song, you know. So, you know, I just claimed my healing. Plus, I let a few people know because they were calling me to have their regular one-on-ones. And I just said, call me Wednesday or call me Thursday. But these guys prayed, like Sakina. She really prayed as well. And I know other people did. And I spoke with Sakina today. She's going to try and get on. I don't know about, Mango and Human's on. So Bambi's on. God bless you, Bambi. I was just about to say, I don't know about Bambi, if she's at work still.
Hello, everyone.
God bless you, darling. Great to have you on. Just nice to know that you're there. And it's yeah, God is just really great. He's really taking care of me. And, you know, just that rest is good. And then just eating proper food. I starve myself Monday, Tuesday, bit of soup yesterday, bit of soup today. I can eat. I know I can eat, but I just don't want to. I just think let it have a good clear up, you know, be sensible, drink plenty of fluids. So we can do things on the practical level as well as on the spiritual level. And we follow the wisdom of God of what he's working in our hearts. So everything is good. I've had a great week, really, apart from that, you know, watching the football as well and England coming through to play in the finals. That's just such lift everyone, like in UK for certain. We needed that. And so we're all excited for the final, which is on Sunday at 8 o'clock UK time, 9 o'clock European time. And they're playing in Berlin. You're going to watch it, Carl Morton? You're going to cheer us on? Top man, top man. Okay, well, with that, I want to start off. We're going to start off with Carl Morton, actually. I'd like to Carl Morton to take the lead and just share your heart, what God's doing, and listen to your beautiful voice and what God's working in your life.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lawrence. You mentioned, I wasn't aware that you had a challenge with bugs and things. But the funny thing is that this is something I thought about here the other day. When people pray for us, and when you were here, Lawrence, you prayed for me in a certain category, and the thing is that when we are prayed for, we are actually healed already at that moment. What takes place after somebody prays for us is actually an expectation that we are healed. Like when Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, he lived. And he died, and he got raised from God, by God, sitting at God's right hand. We know that we had nothing to do with that. We were not present. We didn't see it. We didn't experience it. We didn't have anything to do with that situation at all. But all what took place affects our lives. And his action pays tribute to our lives, because what he did is something that we can be blessed by, and we will be, and we are blessed by it. Whether we, before we got born again, we were not aware of that situation, but as we got born again, we started to realize that what Christ did is actually, it's so fantastic, and it's such a dramatic change for many people's lives, for those people who actually believe it and accept all what Jesus Christ did. And later on, you know, through the Word of God, that you have examples of people being healed by the followers of Jesus Christ, the apostles, like Paul, like Timothy, like all these people who actually did believe in Jesus Christ's life, death, resurrection, and the effect of all that, what took place made us super people, so that we are able to do likewise what he did. And when we pray for people, like we have examples in the book of Acts, when they pray for people, when we pray for people, things will happen, things do happen, and things takes place in those people's lives to whom we pray for. I mean, we pray for people who have no idea that we are praying for them. It can be people that we are, people whom we love, can be family, can be friends, can be whoever. When we pray for them, it has an effect. When we minister to them on a one-on-one basis situation, it does also have an effect, because the power of God is active when we speak his word. It comes into reality. It comes into things takes place. When God created the world, He didn't curse the darkness and say, "This is a bunch of baloney. I mean, this was not supposed to be like this." But He brought to light a lightness. He brought light into it, spoke it into being. And we know that we have the same effect when we speak, because we shine as light in this world as we are holding forth His word, as we are speaking His word, as we are living His word, as we are being His ambassadors, His spokesmen, like we are now spokesmen as if we were in Christ Jesus' place, which we are. We are in His spot. We are speaking on His behalf. And the same effect takes place when we speak as it did when He spoke. So we should expect big. That's what I'm trying to say. We shouldn't belittle the fact that when we are speaking on God's behalf, we are actually putting power into existence. We are putting things into motion. We can expect great things to take place because it's God's word, and His word never returns void. It happens. It does happen. And we should expect big. So when we speak, we should expect big. When we pray, we should expect big. Because He has, as we heard from the manifestation, He has filled us and given us everything that matters in this world. So that, I mean, physical people like we once were does not have what it takes to move mountains. But now, with Christ within and the power that we do have actually moves mountains and makes things happen. And there's a lot of things that does take place. We can speak words on by inspiration to people whom, when they follow our guidance, things takes place in their lives. And which is very exciting. And I know it has taken place when I have spoken into by inspiration to people here around, that when they follow that guidance, things takes place, which is very exciting when we can recognize and give credit to God because it's His word that was spoken. So that's what I'm getting at. His word spoken gives results. So this is all what it's about. Our spirit guides us and tells us and leads us, and all the time is our strength in what we are doing. Not that we should look to our own ability, our own knowledge, our own might or history or whatever, because, I mean, Paul called it as dung, even though he had definitely what it took to be able to credit himself for things taking place. But he took no credit. He gave all credit to Jesus Christ, and he did quite amazing things. His word of inspiration was written down and is now the guidance that we are leaning to in many situations when we are not following God's word directly. We have the words written down for our learning so that we can learn by it and use that as an example, like a skeleton, something that we can look to as a reference, kind of, to what is available. So when we are reading the Word of God, we know that God cannot do less than what is written. He does more than what is written. so that when we are talking to God and He's guiding us and lets us talk by His inspiration, great things does take place. And I'm blessed for that. I'm thankful for that. And I know that we have so many things ahead of us when we are holding forth His word, because we are workers with together with God, and He tells us all the time what to do. So when we are tuned in on the radio frequency that He speaks on, we are actually mirroring off, is that a good word? We are reflecting His word to other people who are then listening to God's word. So, yeah, that's what came to my heart. So I love you guys, and thank you, Lawrence, for letting me share. It's always exciting to know what God is putting on. So, all right, thanks a lot. Bless you all.
That is great, Carmel, and great sharing, great heart, brother. Love you. Always love to hear what God's working in you and doing. And He's certainly with us all. Welcome, Kandra, as well. And I think that Shirley was on. She must have dropped off. But now I would like to ask Frank. Frank, would you like to share next? Thank you, brother. Yes. Shilla Papa?
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much for letting me share. I'm thankful. We are thankful to God, who we look only to. And we know that He has a plan for us. He wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And I was blessed to minister healing to my sister Marie. Thank you, Lawrence. That's good. And it's a joy to serve God and to serve God according to His power in us. And we are able, we can do, because God said it. And He puts His power in us. He puts the diploma in us before we make, study, It's just a power, and we just act according to what God says we can do. It's not so much to study of the word. Study of the word is good too, but we can really work with God once we are born again, once we are baptized, or we receive the Holy Spirit. It is the same thing. And I'm very thankful in my heart for having received this manifestation, for having, because it's a joy, to see people healed, and it's also a testimony of the kingdom to come, because the kingdom to come is without illness, without lack, without suffering, without death, it's eternal life. And it's something that is beyond our mind, our understanding. We have a glimpse of what it will be, but we don't know exactly. We do not live that except by faith and by revelation. Sometimes God can give us revelation of the future. And in the written word, we can see also what it will be. And we are not left alone, I am here with you, and I know you pray, you do God's will, and I do my best too. And it's like, Abraham said that didn't confess the negative of the situation. He was just either saying nothing or saying positive words for his life. And sometimes, we say nothing, but sometimes we say also the positive words of the situation. And it's good. We just continue in what God encourages us to practice, you know, speaking in tongues, honoring God, looking only to God, speaking the words from God, what God is inspiring in us. And we stay connected. We know that God is good and only good. And during the understanding of who is God is very simple, and God is also keeping logic, but logic, very simple logic, you know. God is not going above logic with you know, when they speak about Trinity, the, you know, logic is put aside, and it's not right, because, you know, the logos is also logic, you know, the logic of the Word of God, and I discussed that with someone, and you know, God is not the author of death. He's not, he cannot die and live again. It's something that also is beyond our understanding, because, you know, according to the flesh, you know, it's not understandable to someone who is living forever and never be engendered, you know. I mean, wasn't created, you know. God is always there. It's something, you know, amazing, you know, in if we think about it. And we were, at one time, we were not existing. And God, you know, when we breathe in, breathe out, we became a living soul. And you know, it's we have a beginning, you know, but we have no end. And it's God's miracle, and it's also about our choice, because we know we had the knowledge of what's available, you know, through Jesus Christ, salvation, and God wants all men to be saved. You know, there is no exception of person. God wants all men to know about what He has done through Jesus Christ, His Son. Then Jesus Christ is the premise of a lot of others, women, men, children, who will become children of God and who will come to the kingdom of God. And there, the people on earth, you know, that are not believers, they will just see us disappear, you know, like the glimpse of an eye, you know, it just instantly, you know, billions perhaps of person will disappear, and there will be a mess, you know, here, and we know about the rest of the what will come. Then we don't want people to be, you know, in this difficult time. Then we just continue with the right doctrine, with not going going everywhere and doing everything we can do. We just do what God wants us to do. You know, we pray for laborers, we stay connected, we continue the right way that we are taught, you know, and encouraged to follow. And I'm happy, you know, to be part of you, of this fellowship, of what Lawrence, Kim are doing. And I'm thankful to God. And we are following also Sangat, who really is moving also and showing us, you know, through their life, you know, we can see, and through our life, when we test what we are taught to do, we just test that God is good, and that He's prospering us, and He's protecting us, and making us having her fun and joy in life. whatever the world is, whatever the world is, the world, then I am thankful. Yes, really, 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 in my heart, in the, I'm also sad in a way because I see people around me, you know, they have no hope, you know, they are in their lives, and they do not go the right way. And, you know, we would like to, for them the best too, for sure. And, yes, and God, I continue to, say that God is sending laborers and to me and Annie and my wife, and, we have fellowship, and I know, that, God has a timing, and, He is going to, really, move powerfully, in my life, and, I want to see healing, you know, I want to see deliverance of people, and, I consider it is done, I consider, what was prophesied to me to be done, and, God is, really, sending, these laborers and, showing us, you know, they are ready, they will go and do what we do. And they will be, thankful to God and, you know, testimonying about how God is good as I'm doing it right now. And, yes. And I think I'm going to stop here and say I love you all, and thank you very much, Lawrence and Kim, and God bless you.
Hey, God bless you, everyone.
God bless you, Dylan.
That's wonderful, Frank. Thanks for sharing everything. That's really on point, and great encouragement we can get from these things as well. We think about these things. And that's who we are, and that's how we are. So thank you very much for that, brother. And next up, I'd like to ask Marie to share, please.
Yay, Marie.
Whatever you in your heart, sister.
Sure. God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ.
Beautiful Irish rose.
I would just stop. No, like, God is great. God is awesome. Like, brilliant sharing, Frank. Brilliant sharing, Carl Morton. I'm just super blessed to be on. It really is a blessing and a privilege, and I'm thankful to Lawrence and Kim, my beautiful ministers. I love y'all so much, and yeah, God is certainly in the business of healing. Now, I've had a great week. Even though I've had a kidney infection, and as you ladies know, when that happens, it's very uncomfortable. But my beautiful brother in Christ, Frank, ministered to me this evening, and now I am healed. I know I am healed. And even regardless of how you're feeling, if there's still symptoms there, that's a lie from the devil. So don't succumb to that lie and don't listen to his bullshit, because when Jesus died on the cross over 2,000 years ago, he took away every mental pressure, every physical illness, you know, all sickness, disease, and mental health, mental illness was conquered because of our beautiful Savior, our wonderful brother, Jesus Christ. And the fact that he reigns within us is absolutely amazing. I mean, wow. Imagine we have God and Christ in us. And, we are just to get out there and spread the good news, go out there and minister to people, because we have that power and authority. And the manifestations before we kicked off Zoom fellowship, they were absolutely brilliant. I mean, true words from God. You know, he gives us that power and authority. Sorry, my phone's going off. I'm going to turn it off. Sorry, guys. So lost my train of thought there. Yes, getting back to it. Yeah, God is an awesome God, and the manifestations were just beautiful. Sweet words, true words from God. And those were words not to fear, not to have doubt, not to have anxiety, you know, to get out there and spread the beautiful word of God. And, you know, he is just awesome and fantastic. And he's working in each and every one of your lives, guys. And you are to fear absolutely nothing at all. Whatever it is, you know, God will take care of you. Because he loves you with a deep and burning love. And, you know, he's never going to put you in a situation you can't handle. You know, God has pulled you up out of the muck and out of the mire. And he's a fantastic God. And just keep looking to him. Keep praying and speaking in tongues. And honor God with your first fruits. You know, when you do that, you know, it's for our benefit, you know, and it's God's money. And I see it in my own life when I do abundantly share and consistently abundantly share. Like, God just blesses me this much and this way, and getting more jobs in my business and getting rises. I now get free petrol. Which is great. So that's a blessing. Because I work for my brother in the mornings. I do 20 hours a week for him. I know I've said this before, but for those who don't know, I work for him in the office 20 hours a week. And then I set up a cleaning business on the side. And I have to travel to get to these jobs. And yeah, my brother decided to give me free petrol every week, which is an absolute blessing. I'm saving myself about 60, 70 euros a week. It's great. Now, I do drive down to the other shop to collect stuff and do this or whatever. But guys, it's a major blessing to me and a major saving. And I'm so thankful to God. And that was from God, how he worked through my brother to give me free petrol, which is absolutely awesome. You know, with God, all things are possible. And, excuse me, go to him with every desire of your heart. You know, whatever it is, if you're looking for a relationship, if you're looking for more finances, if you're looking for health in your mind, if you're looking for health in your body, you just go to God, you know, and he'll give it to you as you believe. And, you know, stay connected. And, you know, as Lauren says, stay connected. You know, the one-on-ones are brilliant, and I need to do more of that. I know that myself, that I need to do more of that. And, yeah, God is just a great, big, wonderful God, all of benevolence and so beautiful. And, you know, we've so much to be excited about. You know, we've got the return of Christ. Like, wow, that's going to be precious and powerful and amazing, that we're going to rule and reign with Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's now's the time for those who you love and you want to see born again, you know, to become born again. And so just get out there and speak the wonderful truth, speak God's wonderful words, minister to people, be loving to people, be kind to people, even if you're having a shitty day, you know, because one smile could certainly turn a person's life around, because everybody is fighting a battle that we don't know about. And I've learned that, you know, just to be patient and to be kind and to be loving and to build people up with those wonderful words from God. And, you know, and it blesses us too. When we're loving to people, we get blessed as well. It not only blesses our beautiful Heavenly Father, it blesses the person. And it blesses us as well. And it builds everybody up. It builds the person you're ministering to. It builds you up. So just be kind with your words. You know, just be sweet and gentle. you know, because we are Christ's ambassadors and we're an example to people. We really are. We are, and we're walking testimonies as well. We really are, guys. And so just be at ease. Be at peace. God's in control. He's got your back. He holds you in the palm of his hand. He knows every number of hairs in your head. He knows you that much, that intimately. I mean, imagine that. Like, that's mind-blowing. And that's our Heavenly Father. And that's who we follow. You know? We really do. And, yeah, with that, I just want to say I love you all. And I look forward to hearing the rest of the fellowship this evening. I'm going to kick back, relax now and have some ice cream. Chocolate, because I think I deserve it. No, I'm only joking. I will be having ice cream though. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share. I love you all. God bless.
Wonderful, Marie. That's wonderful. Amazing. And yes, there's nothing wrong with your kidneys. Definitely not. So praise God.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for sharing all that. Again, it's right on point and, you know, very encouraging words. And, yeah, it's perfect. Absolutely perfect. What can I say? From the Irish Rose. Thank you, sister. So next, I'd like to hear from Danny and Amber, my brother and sister down the road. What's in your hearts, guys? Oh.
Hey, Jace. God bless you, mate. And God bless everyone.
Hey, Amber. Hey, Danny. God bless you both.
God bless.
So, yeah, thanks for getting us to share. God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And we are also very, very blessed. And it's a privilege to be on here again tonight with all of our wonderful brothers and sisters in Christ, and God has brought us together, one big happy family that can pray for each other, who can encourage one another, and really just encourage and inspire one another. You know, we all have that Holy Spirit living within us. We all have such great power and authority. And that spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives within us. And God's working. He's working very, very powerfully. All of us are able to really move in signs, miracles and wonders. Whatsoever we desire when we pray will come to pass. And when we believe it with our heart and confess it with our mouth, God is able to be given the green light to meet the desires of our heart. And in the manifestations that come from my mouth this evening, from God, through my mouth, it said about vision, you know, and desire, that God puts the vision and the desire within our heart. And then what we do is we bring that vision and desire to life by speaking it into manifestation. And then we watch how God just blesses us and encourages us and gives us great revelation of the future and gives us passion and purpose, wisdom, with great understanding and joy in everything that we do. Lawrence said at the beginning that he hasn't felt well this week, and I haven't felt the best either over the last couple of days. And it doesn't matter. Like, even know that these things are going on and these feelings may be trying to attack us because of the weather or our immune system or whatever. Like, God is faithful. Through the stripes of Jesus Christ, he has healed us. And even though we may not feel the best or there's situations going on that we have no control over, we're still superior to all of that. We're still able to take a stand and be blessed and have a good day, even if that day means that we're not feeling the best or there's situations coming up or you have to work or things are going on with the children or many, many things. Like, we are more than conquerors. We are winners. We have conquered and
been given the authority to overcome every situation that we face. And we do have a mortal body, but that spirit that lives within us quickens that mortal body, brings to life our mortal body. We are energized by that spirit that's living within us. And God's a loving God, that he's equipped us with everything that we need. Absolutely everything. He's equipped us with healing. He's equipped us with that Holy Spirit, so we're able to have faith, so we're able to have visions, desires, hope, expectation. Now, having a high expectation in our God and what our God is able to do, not having small expectations, having big expectations, not thinking that God is only subject to what we taste, smell, hear, you know, he is so much bigger than that. And when our expectation is enlarged and our vision is enlarged, he's then able to enlarge our territory by sending many laborers, by abounding us with great abundance, by giving us great hope and expectation, by building our faith in every situation. Because God is not a small God, and we are not a small people. We are a mighty people, mighty conquerors, warriors for the Lord Jesus Christ, full of faith, full of desire and passion. And we all have a purpose. And that purpose is to love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, to love our neighbor as ourself. You shared it, Marie, you know, to encourage people, to love people, to build people up, not to tear people down like the world tears down, but to have compassion and to have love, but also to have a line that we don't cross, that we have a line where we stand on the truth, where we stand in the power of the Holy Spirit, where we declare out of our mouth what God says and not what's going on around us or what situations we may face each day. So God is really energizing me to share with us all that we are all more than conquerors. We are all ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are immune to the forces of this world. When we're operating in the Spirit, when we're led of the Spirit, when we're doing what God is directing us through that Spirit, we are absolutely immune to the forces of the world. So when we honor God with our substance, we are on heaven's economy. So we have no worries, fears, or doubts with the economical system that's going on in the world. You know, it's the same with healing and our speaking in tongues. It's the same with anything. When we're operating in the Spirit and being led of the Spirit, then we are immune to the things going on in the world. And what a great opportunity, what a great privileged life we live. God has given us everything on a silver platter, a gold platter, a platinum platter. He's given us everything. He's fulfilled everything in our life. He has given us the ability to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cast out devil spirits. He's given us the ability to prosper and to be in health. He's given us the ability to have direct access to the Lord God Jehovah, where we're able to go boldly to his throne room to give him our desires, to give him our cares, to give him our worries, so that we're not burdensome or we're not conformed or worried or entangled with any yoke of bondage, but that we're full of fire, full of faith, and full of expectation, see, in God. Me and Dad has been having a few conversations this week about many things. And God is the source of everything. God is the source of our supply. He's the source of our happiness. He's the source of our relationships. He's the source of everything that we need. God is the source. When we start looking at ourselves as the source, or we start looking at other avenues as the source, we're not on that narrow path. We're going on that broad path. We don't want to be on that broad path. We want to stay on that narrow path. We want to keep our eyes single, where we're zoned in the right direction, where we're zoning in to get that perfect picture of what God has in store for us. And so
remember, I think, Marie, I think you shared it actually, really great sharing, and really encouraged me that we look to God in all things. We trust in Him with everything, and we don't rely on anything else. And again, we know in Proverbs chapter 3:5-6, trust in God, Jehovah, with all of our heart. Let's not lean on our own understanding. We don't want to lean on our own understanding. When we try and lean on our own understanding, we will fail. At first, we'll go somewhere. Things will continue to happen. But over time, things will become hard. Things will become like an uphill struggle, a battle. So we don't want to lean on our own understanding. We don't want to rely on our own source or our own strength. We want to rely on God, the creators of the heavens and the universe, who's given us all ability. So trusting God with our whole heart, leaning not in our own understanding, but in all of our ways, in everything that we do, let God direct our path. Let Him direct our every step. Keep our focus really zoned in on God. Keep our focus. You know, a camera lens, to get it the perfect picture, you have to really zone in on the focus. And when we're zoned in on focusing on God, everything God promises us comes to pass, and more and greater, that we are not to fear, worry or doubt. We're not to be conformed or entangled with the yoke of bondage, but to be free, because Jesus Christ has set each and every one of us free. Through what He did, He is now our Lord and Savior. We have now made Him Lord of our life, and by making Him Lord, we endeavor to walk by the Spirit. And when we're walking by that Spirit, we're walking in perfect harmony with God. No matter if you're feeling under the weather, no matter if you need to have a day of rest, no matter if there's situations that's going on around you that you have no control over, greater is He that lives within us than he that is in this world. We are not of this world. We're just passing through. And while we're passing through, we live a great life. We have our heart's desire. When our desires are in alignment with God, it will surely come to pass. And we're not just blessed with all spiritual blessings. We're blessed with every kind of blessings. When we listen to the voice of the Lord our God, the blessings, they chase us down. We don't even have enough room to receive it and consume it, because it's just following us wherever we go, favor upon favor upon favor. But we have to know who we are in Christ. We have to know what lives within us. That Spirit is quickening us and keeping us strong, keeping us happy, keeping us faithful. And this life is a really great life. And anybody who is walking in sync and harmony with God will recognize this is a great life, no matter of the circumstances going on around you. And so, whatever you're praying for now, right now, God has heard your prayer. You don't need to tell the whole world your prayers. You don't need to tell the whole world everything that God has put in your heart or what you're doing in life. But you give it to God. You trust in God. And then when you see God bring it to pass, then you share the testimony of it. You know, we really need to be mindful what's coming out of our mouth. Even if it is somewhat really positive, the whole world might not need to know it right now. So God bless each and every one of you. God bless each and every one of us. He loves us all so much. And the plan and purpose that He has for us is so much bigger than our eye could ever even see. We are all so valuable, so important. And we just got to stay with God each and every day. Stay consistent. Stay faithful. It's a faithful man and woman that will abound in blessings. Not just have a blessing here and there, abound in blessings, abound in hope, abound in joy, abound in everything that God says we can have. And then we are able then to really minister and be a light unto the people who need us to be a witness and a light. So gird up your loins, gird up your loins, you know, and be blessed. Be prosperous, be happy, be excited, be vibrant. Have a passion for the things of God. Have a passion for the things God has put in your heart. What God's put in your heart, He may not have put in my heart. What God is directing you to do this day, He might not be directing me. But when you do what God is putting in your heart to do with a full heart and full passion, full of faith, you will just really flourish and grow and see mighty things come to pass. Because we're living our best life now. Yeah, Jesus Christ is going to come back and we're going to live in the new heaven and earth and we're going to see and live great things for the whole of eternity. But we don't have to wait for that moment. We enjoy the moment now. We live our best life now. We edify each other now, encourage one another now, strengthen one another now, and be a witness, be a light, be an example, be that ambassador that God's called us to be. So this was really on my heart to share. And I'm so thankful for being a child of God. I'm so thankful for the honor and privilege of knowing what it's like to hold such power within me and to be able to operate and move and go about my being led by that spirit of God. And is all on God, is all on him. You know, wherever my life goes, whether I go to the left, to the right, straight, behind, God's with me, he's for me, so nothing or nobody can be against me. God bless you all. Love you.
Amen. Fantastic. Really great words. All of us to be encouraged. So God bless you all. Thank you, Amber, for that wonderful sharing. And just how great God is that we get to live this life in all its fullness and in all its abundance as we take our rightful place as sons and daughters on the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. We really are blessed to be that blessing. Now we've received the Spirit of God and we've really, you know, committed our heart to serve God. But now it's victory every day, victory in our hearts, in our minds, in every avenue of our life and what we're doing. God wants us to be fruitful. God wants us to really enjoy everything that we're doing. And, you know, how much greater is it to enjoy this life with his wisdom, with his direction? Because, you know, this is where all of our hearts are, is with God. And so God wants us to manifest the very thing that he's promised. And so when we get his revelation that he's given us as we continue to go to him through the sound encouragement as well that we're receiving, like God is going to, you know, bring to our realization that we really are able and that we are as Christ and that we can do the same works as Christ. And, you know, it's just that he wants us established in this very truth of who God is and who he's called us to be. And it's very simple, like we are sons and daughters of God. And so power and authority has been given to us through Christ. And so when we speak to the mountain, it shall move. When we speak to the bad situations, it shall move. God will turn it around for his good, for his glory, because, you know, he won't see us go without. He's leading us. And, you know, no matter how dark it gets, well, as we know, the darker it gets, the brighter we shine, because we have the Spirit of God living inside of us. And so we don't rely on that old wisdom of knowledge, but we go directly to the source, God. Like, he is the source, like Amber was sharing, that we, in all we do, we acknowledge God. We acknowledge him. Because he has the wisdom. He's the one navigating. And so for us to be able to receive the message from God in everyday living is that we have to do our bit, like praying, going to God. Like when things get try to get rattled, that we don't get out of peace, but we be still and really go to God in everything that we're doing, because it's in that we will receive our answers, that where we will receive fulfillment. Whatever we need, we will receive it from God as we go to him. He is the one that is doing the work. And so when we understand that we really can go boldly to the throne room of grace and we can say what we want, like we can let our request be made known. Okay, God, this is my desire. this is what I want. And so we give it to God, and then we run towards those goals that God is setting up. He set up the desires and the goals in our hearts. And so he will bring it to pass. But, you know, we need to be able and willing and ready to move upon what God is putting in our hearts. You know, we're not just sitting ducks. You know, we're not just sitting sheep ready to be, you know, munched by the wolves. No, we're ready to go. We're ready to move on the encouragement, on what maybe what we need to do in a day. So like for me, like I go to work, so this is what God has got me to do right now. And in what I'm doing, I've learned that I bring God into everything. And so as God has been inspiring, because God is inspiring the heart. And so just really zoning in on bringing God into everything that I do. And God brings favor in everything that I'm doing. Like, he gives me great favor with man. He opens many doors because I'm staying with him. I'm not allowing my own thoughts and feelings to come in and cloud the situation, but I go straight to God. I'm okay, God, you direct me, and then God will give me an idea. And so then I will just move on that idea. And so, like, God is not just, you know, not communicating. God is not a God of no communication. Like, God is working in us, and he's communicating to us. This is why it's so important that we're speaking the good words, that we are speaking in tongues. Because when we're on the spiritual things with God, we're able to receive. We're able to have that perfect connection. You know, like the phone line ain't breaking up because we got fears over there, worries behind us, and we got situations. These things are clouding the carnal mind. But we don't have to be clouded. We really can be sharp. Like the word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. And so we take that into every day, wherever, in whatever we're doing, that we're not going to be, you know, a victim in every scenario, but we are victors. We are super conquerors. And that's where the line, God draws the line. You believe that, or you believe what the world is saying. And if you believe what the world is saying, you will reap of the fruits of the world. But if you believe what God is saying, you will reap the blessings of God. And so in everything we do, we dedicate into being imitators like God and Jesus Christ. This is who we want to be, imitators. This is what we want to imitate from our being to others. You know, because we are as Christ. We are as he is, and it's believing that. And that's what I'm seeing in my walk. I'm seeing that I am as Christ. And that I can do the same as him, and God is working in me. You know, this is good. This is good to speak this, because it's true. That's what God says about us. And so, you know, it's just continuing in that very simple practice, like saying what we want, not what we see, praying for the laborers, praying for God's will to be manifested in our lives. Like, that's my desire. Like, I want to see the word of God move rapidly here and all over the world. And so, like, God is going to do that. And, you know, that's the desire. And so God is the only one who can bring that to pass. So we just stay committed in what that desire God has given us. The desire God has given us, we run, and we know, just like Abraham knew that God would bring him a son. You know, he staggered not at the promises of God. He didn't stagger at what God promised him. And so we don't stagger either. And we stay strong on that foundation, you know, and that foundation is those practices of doing the right thing, doing the godly thing. And God is the one that will inspire that when we commit to it. Okay, God, we'll do it your way. And God's way is the best way. It's free. It's easy. You know, it's like Amber said, we're not climbing up a hill. It's very smooth. Very smooth. And so that's what we're seeing. Very smooth. God is working in our lives and that he's continuing to bless and make us fruitful in everything that we do. And so all glory to God, all glory to him. Like, really just so amazing that God really, you know, supersedes our expectation. And it's amazing. And sometimes it, like, God blesses us in a way that we never thought we could be blessed. And that's how much God knows us, personal. Like, he's a personal God. And he loves each and every one of us. And so why would we want to believe any other report than what God is saying? Why would we want to receive wisdom from man if it's not wisdom from God? And so, like, the wisdom of God, he will give to us if we ask. So let's ask, let's go to him. The more I see is that we seek God with all our hearts. And as we know, it says in Hebrews that those that diligently seek him, he is a rewarder of them that do that. So let's do that. Let's seek God. Let's seek those things which are above, not on the earth. We seek God first and his kingdom. You know, and like, even when Amber was sharing, it was like, you know, we really are the ones to bring heaven to earth. You know, we are that point of contact, like, where the word of God will really move mightily from each and every one of us. But we just have to believe that. And that's what I see in India. I see that they believe that. They believe that, and they have the fruit and the manifestation of that in their lives. And so, like, God is now beginning here. And where you guys are also, God is doing that from where you are, because, you know, we're all here. We're here on fellowship, right? We want to hear that word, that fresh word, because, you know, every time we come on fellowship, it's always a fresh word. It's always refreshing. It's always a blessing. And it's because it's the spirit man being fed. And that's what we need to feed into. That's what we need to sow into, is that Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit we got in us, you know, Christ in us, not focusing on sowing to that old man, you know, the same traditional things that we do, that everyone does in this world. Like, we don't want to get caught up in those same traditions, but we want to be led of the Spirit of God and have great impact wherever we go. Cause waves, spiritual waves, wake people up, because, you know, God is, wants all men to be saved. And it's through us believing that as he is, so are we in this world. So, yeah, just really, really blessed, really blessed. And there's so much more to be excited for. God has so much in store. So let's just stay with God. And I love each and every one of you. So God bless.
Wow, thank you guys. Very awesome, very good sharing, as always. And I'm very thankful to hear these sharings. So it's wonderful hearing these things. And I love what you said about the waves, Daniel. I was thinking tidal waves and tsunamis when we move. So, yeah, thank you very much for that, guys. And letting God pour those words through you. So next, I'd like to go... Yes, the other side of the, well, not the other side of the city exactly, to just the next area over to my other sister, Becky. To share next, please.
Hello, thank you for getting me to share, Jake.
God bless.
I hope you're well. And, yeah, God bless you all. And, for me, really what's on my heart this week is really to really see things from the eyes of faith, because God really can change things in an instant. He really can do exactly what he wants to do within your life. When you really decide to put him first and you have a dream and you have a vision, you have a goal within your heart, he really can, bring this to pass for you. And we can ensure that when we make choices and decisions each day, that when we bring God into them, that we can have faith in the expectation that God is really in the mix of it, and he really is going to do exceedingly abundantly above. He really does give us each and every one of our heart's desires when we choose to put him first and really delve into what God wants us to, he wants us to do. And it's been so exciting for myself and my family. Only a couple of weeks ago, you know, we decided to get married, myself and Jack. And it's been a real, it's just been so exciting since then, you know, the venue is booked. And I went wedding dress shopping today. Because I'm creating the vision, I'm really just going with God. And I went in with the lady today, and I had great expectation. And I said, you know, this is all of faith. Everything I'm doing here is very much of faith, that I have great hope. But she was asking me like a few questions, you know, about the budget and everything. And I literally was like, everything is in God's hands. I am truly trusting God, walking out in faith in this whole situation. And we are so very excited. We have, it's been a very great bubble of excitement and, you know, planning. And it's just so exciting to know that when you really do truly desire something, that as much as when, you know, things, and this could be of anything in life, that you could be desiring, when things may come up, you may on the way get a little disheartened. You may on the way, you know, it might not be fully smooth sailing. But when you really stick in there and you really listen with intent, with your heart, you really are listening, and you don't give up at any point. And you could be, you know, you could be really, you could get really frustrated at some points, but God is with you, and God really will. There is light always at the end of the tunnel, and there is always light where God is. Like, there could be some, you know, some different situations within your lives that you may feel is quite overwhelming, or you might feel, how is this going to work? But when you decide to put everything in God's hands, he really does bring you on such a fantastic, great journey that you look back. And truly, I see today that my ways are certainly not God's ways. That how I would have set things up, how I would have thought, my process of how I would have thought, how everything would have planned out is completely different to how God planned everything out. But it all comes from that faith and that expectation in heart, because we all have hope within our heart, within each part of our lives. And when we keep hold of that, and God really knows what each and every one of us are doing on a daily basis. He knows whether we're really truly putting him first, whether what we may need to endure some days, or you know, and it could be longer than days, but God really will change things in an instant. Don't ever, ever give up or lose faith in what God has called your, what a purpose he's called for you, for your life. Don't ever give up, because when God has said something, it's certainly going to happen. And when the heavenly words are spoken, to you and around you and to the people, and they start to listen, they really start to see, life is truly going to change. 2 seconds. Sorry, I needed a drink. It's quite hot here in the UK. It's been, for us just so wonderful to see how God works everything out. If you really told me 2 months ago, even 2 months ago, even a month ago, that what I was doing today, I would have been like, whoa, this is huge. This is so big for myself. This is so big for, everything that has happened, you know. It is so huge and big to see. This marriage is always really truly been in my heart. And it's so great to see that now this is manifesting and I can have what, you know, every girl dreams of is, you know, that beautiful wedding and to have the people I love there and to marry the man I love, the father of my kids, you know, that is just so wonderful. And God wants that for everyone in this day and age. We don't really see that very often. And I'm so thankful that God has brought me what he's brought me, and who he's brought me. And I know he's just gonna bring us on the best learning journey and faith journey through the time of obviously, until next, it's August the 7th, our wedding, until then. So, and it's set and it's going, I'm very over astounded. I don't even know what to say. I was stood with my mum earlier and I just keep laughing because I'm like, is this happening to me? Because if people knew, Becky, when, even like, I know, 7-8 years ago, even in like school, it just wouldn't have been me. It wouldn't have been, and it's happening because God has his hand in it. God knows every one of our heart's desires and I'm so thankful. And I'm so thankful for, what everyone, you know, everyone around me, the great words and what they've spoken and the encouragement that each person has spoken to me. And when you really go to God yourself and you know the answer, and you know that this is so, so right, you know, the booking of it, the walking out in faith of it, everything is just, it's so great. We went there yesterday. We went actually yesterday and booked it. And Jack loved it. I went there previously the day before with my mum and Elfie. And my mum loved it. But then me and Jack need to sign a contract. And we were just so thankful we found the place. And it's us. It's very, there's so much to do and, you know, the children will love it. There's a bench playground there. There's animals there. It's just wonderful. There's lots of nature, which we love. And yeah, I was running today on the running machine and God was just really, again, you know, he really does fill my spirit and fill my, I get really excited because I feel God really speaks to me. I've said this quite a few times when I'm running. I'm in the zone and I hear from God so greatly. And he was really comforting my heart and saying, you know, you expect big. You see from the eyes of what I've given you because he wants all of us to expect big. He doesn't want us to not have what we desire. He wants us to truly have that. But first things first, we keep God first. We ensure that even if that we have many, there could be many things that we need to, pay for, that we don't ever then fall back on, you know, the honouring God. We should then be up in the honouring God because we're expecting, you know, and but God will bless. And even though it may not, you may look at, if you look at things in a carnal way, then you're like, well, how's that going to be? But God is spiritual and he really can bless what you give. So I definitely know that God really has put this on my heart also to really give much and then expect big, because that's what he wants. He wants us all to be prosperous and in health. He wants us all to be joyful. He wants us all to be happy. He wants us all to really have the best life. And he's not a God who doesn't want this for us. He really does. And step by step, he'll take you. When you decide to be obedient, when you decide to listen and to really do, and you don't, you know, there's many things, you know, that can take your mind in many different directions. But don't get too caught up. Like, you know, I could easily get too caught up in the wedding and not think God, but God does not want that. He wants us, first things first is God. Put him first and everything else will flow. And this is, and a balance in everything is so important. And I've really, this has just been something that I've also been learning. This morning, me and my children, we woke up and, you know, we had such a great morning. I sat with them, I read with them, I just, you know, gave them the mummy time they needed before they then set themselves up for school and nursery. And we can set ourselves up like this. We can either set ourselves up with, you know, getting too involved with social media or on the phone, etc. But actually God wants us to set our days up and set ourselves up with success with him each day to ensure we put him first. We're sitting and we're doing exactly what, you know, waking up in the morning, having that thankful and gratitude, and having that thankful heart that, you know, we are waking up in the morning. And when you get to that place, God will really just, he will bring you more and more and more. And he, because he can see you're in a part, in the mind and heart of thankfulness. And when you set your day up with him, it's such a positive day. And this morning, like, I set my children up for a real positive day. I sat with them and gave them time. And it's just like us. We give that time to God. We give that, and it has set us up for the day because he wants to be first, and when he's first, then everything else will flow. So that's what I want to share. God bless you.
Fantastic, Sharon. Yeah, thank you very much for sharing that. And the details in there as well are important, quite on point. So thank you very much indeed. Very encouraging. So next I'd like to ask my sister Shelley to share, please.
Thank you. Push the right button. Well, Rebecca, I'm so happy for you and Jack. My heart is just overflowing with joy as you move into this great adventure of being a man and wife. It is truly, truly a design that God has set up. Ted and I have been at this, like Lawrence and Kim and others, for many, many years. And when we put God in the middle of that, you know, he is just, It's amazing. It's a threefold cord. The three of you, it's the threefold cord, and it can't be broken. I am so happy for you guys. And I look forward to seeing you as a beautiful bride. We are working towards finding that just perfect venue for our princess wedding. You guys, it's been so cool. First of all, I absolutely love her fiance. He's an amazing person. So kind-hearted. And he really just loves our daughter, but he keeps her in line also. So we set out to find that just perfect venue, not, you know, the one that's over the hill that costs as much as our house. And so we're going to look at them, next Saturday. There's three of them available. And the cost was very reasonable, but it got even better when we started talking to the manager of these venues, and Ted will receive an employee discount, which is really, really wonderful. So they can go and choose exactly where they want to be. She is such a product of our marriage and of our life. Just like you are, Rebecca, to your mom, no tears, but you know, our children are such a blessing. You know, these to me, our children are dreams that have come true, that God has truly blessed us with these amazing children. This weekend we get to celebrate our middle daughter's birthday, Sarah, and she is, you know, she to me is that one that, God said, don't give up, just don't give up. And I'm like, God, I can't do this anymore. And he said, yes, you can. I think there was I told you guys a story, but quite a few miscarriages between her and her brother. And there she is, you know, she's this amazing person. She's 25 years old and such a project of our dreams and our hopes and the combination of really leaning into God and watching him work. So with that, then we've got our beautiful youngest daughter at 41 years old, and what a great time to get to celebrate with her and her marriage and to let her just experience this amazing thing called marriage, you know. But if we didn't have this threefold cord, and if we didn't really lean into God and know the truth, it's a hard road for people to hoe. It's tough. And I so admire and I'm so grateful for my husband and his hard work and his diligence to this family to keep us going. And he's an amazing man. I'm very, very grateful for Ted and his life, and that we're really just growing now that the kids are out of the house. We're growing with God, but we're growing in a new chapter, which is so exciting. This new chapter of our life is just amazing. It's abounding. God is just opening up these doors, left, right, and center. You know, the opportunities to open our home and to really love people and have people here to love and to host them and let them see what God is doing in our lives, you know, not in a sense of a sit down, come to my house fellowship. I listened to Sangit's sharing today and it just cracked up when he started saying, you know, that people would go to these fellowships and just fall asleep. Well, that used to happen to me. That's not what I want in my life. I want my life to emulate excitement and watching God work, you know, getting out there and being bold just with who I am, not my words anymore, because I could bully you over with a lot of words. And that's where I have to really be careful. But God has just shown us through Jesus Christ how amazing it is, this thing that we get to do called life and living, and it's powerful. We're seeing so many things to come to pass, and I'm claiming it right now. I am going to Nepal in November. I'm claiming it. You know, I have no idea how God's going to do it, but I got out my suitcase and I got out the little scale to make sure my suitcase wouldn't be overflow. I've started looking at flights, seeing airports and cities, and I'm just calling it in. I am going in November. And so once we put everything together in itinerary, I'll take it back to my school, and I got a week off in November anyway, but I'm just going to tell them, hey, I'm going to Nepal. I'll be back, and if you want me back, I'll be glad to work for you. If not, we'll find something else to do, because this is up to God. And so, you know, these kind of things are really, really exciting. But again, like we talked about, who we share them with, who we talk to this about, you know, not everybody out there is on board with who we are. You know, they can bring you down. They can question you, but you don't let them. You know, you come to fellowship and you hang with people who edify you and build you up and direct you in the right path. So this fellowship that we're on right now with you guys is just so tender and so enlightening and just so lively. I mean, those are the words I can say, lively, but yet really, really simple, easy to be entreated, and very, very exciting. So today we have, this weekend, we have an amazing opportunity to host a fellowship that's going to be camping down on the lake. And I'm just grateful that we can show them what God has done for us and how he's brought us so far, and the fruits of what we have and the abundance of what God is doing in our lives instead of being stuck. You know, we talked about that, just kind of stuck in the same old paradigm. Because if you're stuck there, you can't move, and you can't see the greatness of God. And, you know, you get suffocated in these kind of things. And that's not where I'm at. Absolutely not. I'm alive and I'm vivid and really, honestly, I'm ready to roam. So, yeah, like I said, my life is just brilliant. My birthday's coming up in a couple weeks, and I went out and bought myself flowers because I want my house, not my house, God's house, to look absolutely impeccable. It's a beautiful home that God's blessed us with, but this is God's home. And so I get to manage it and host people, cook for them, just love them up. And I'm so grateful to have you guys. You know, you all mean so very much to me. And again, I'm so excited to do some more face-to-faces, guys. Maybe in March. I'd love for all of you to come to South Carolina. My dear beloved son has a 5-bedroom house, and he would love for all of us together in his beautiful 5-bedroom house. There's a great vision. For all of us to go to Nepal, I don't know where it will be, but in the meanwhile, I just really, really am so thankful for you guys, and I love you so much. You're all very, very inspirational, and yeah, just thanks. I appreciate you very much. I love you guys.
Well, first of all, congratulations, Bex and Jack. I'm so happy for you guys. Oh, wow, congrats. Yeah, pretty soon, huh? Yay, God. Yeah, I met Becky first time at the UK trip, our UK trip, and she was telling her whole story before she came to the Word, you know, got involved in the fellowship. She was a mess. And, wow, look where she's at, her and Jack now, and her beautiful kids. I am so proud of you guys. Congratulations, my dear sister. So happy for you. And, so I was thinking, Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Wow, rejoice, you guys, rejoice. I'm so excited. I'm rejoicing because, yeah, I just started my very own Zoom fellowship. And I remember the times when, you know, we all pray for laborers. And I ask God, just send me the one who's like me practically, you know, that's worth a lot. Like, they want to move with God very swiftly here and now. And so I began along with Peter as well. I'm so proud of you, bro. Look at you starting. You have your own Zoom. So that was about 2 weeks ago. My first one, I had one person come. Wow. I said, how could, well, no. I remembered I was talking to the walls, but then already I confessed that, you know, these walls and chairs, God, it'll be heads, people are coming. So the second time I had one come, and then this past Monday, who would have thought? See, I've been talking to this guy at work, he's Eric, and a really neat guy, very young, I think he's in his 20s. Anyway, so I was telling him about the Zoom. Hey, Eric, you know, can I have your phone number or even your email? I want to invite you to a Zoom fellowship. And so he gladly gave it to me. And well, lo and behold, as he joined Monday, well, his dad and his brother, they were together. They were along the coast by the beach, you know, spending time together and stuff. And why is it that his day off is on a Monday? see how God is just orchestrating all this. And so they both came. They came in Zoom. I had two people. Wow. I was like blown away. I'm so excited, you guys. When you give your desires, first you give your desire to God. And thank you, Lord, through you. God said to you, to me, start your own fellowship. This is growth. You know, I mean, I've been with you guys for, I don't know, 2-3 years now. And, boy, this is great. But like, wow, we talk about laborers. And you know, I was so inspired now that God said, just begin, my child, just begin. I will bring you these people. Don't worry about that. Now it feels like they're popping like popcorn because I have two other ones. They couldn't make it Monday, but next Monday I know. You watch God go to work in this. I'm so super blessed, so super excited. So thank you, Lord, for encouraging me in Florida. I knew I wanted to, but it's just that I needed that confirmation. Look at all your... Woo-hoo. You're so funny, Lord. You're really my twin. I am just so, the whole thing is just so God orchestrated. I know we're going to go. These are two young guys. Actually, one guy, Eric works at Costco. He's the one that I know, but his brother came on as well. They're young. Adam is 18. He just got out of high school. And then Eric is, maybe he's in 22. So we were, you know, just asking them. We prayed, and then I asked them, what has God been doing in your life? And so Eric came on and said, hey, you know, there was a scholarship at Costco, and I applied for it. Well, lo and behold, he got that scholarship. It's like his ticket to go back to school because he wants to go to the Air Force. But, you know, he's still young. He's got so much future ahead of him. And he's been wanting to go back to school and stuff. And he recognized that God did this for him. So I'm very blessed that, you know, he talked about that it's a pure blessing. And then his brother, who just got out of high school, he is actually like in a program at a church where he's in the youth ministry, and he's very, very excited. And he said, as young as he is, what an example he is to the world. You know, he said, it's given me the purpose now that I know God more, and really, you know, I want to practice it some more, tell people what's available out there. And I went, oh my God, he took it right out of my mouth. I didn't have to really work on them. It's God that's nudging them. God who's the heart changer. God is the one who's going to prick people's heart. We are his mouthpiece. We just simply make it available, right? And so here I am, open the Zoom fellowship, boom. And, you know, from the old fellowship, I told my guys there, hey, you know, I am going to rise and expand, and I'm going to have my own Zoom fellowship. And they look at me sort of blank, some of them, and they said, well, this is your Zoom. And I'm like, no, it's you guys' Zoom, you know, too. Don't. Well, anyway, all said and done. Wow, I'm just so blown away. As you start, as you move, this is really the key where the Indians and Nepalese believers are doing. Once they hear it, once they apply the word of God, that's where it comes alive. They put it to practice, just like Jesus Christ and his disciples. What did it say in the word? Luke 8:1. They went from Jesus Christ and his disciples went from town to town, from village to village, to spread the good news. Now, did they have any formal classes, seminars? No, they just went out and did it. You just do. They ran with the word and just do. Just begin. And, you know, all said and done, when Jesus Christ was still here on earth, he told his disciples, look, I'm passing the baton. I'm giving you this baton. You'll be the next Jesus Christ here on earth, but I will be back. wow, what a promise. And sure enough, you know, just like us, we are the Jesus crisis here. Who else is going to spread that good news if we don't open our mouths and make it available? Yes, people will say, some of them will say no, some will say yes, but you just don't know who's ready and hungry. You just begin. I'm just super excited to Zoom. You know, I excited in a such a way that, God, what are you going to show me next? I'm just blown away. I don't know, but God knows because he has big plans. And so the Zoom that I have, wow. Wow, you guys. I'm just beyond words. I'm just so blessed because I began. And when I did, you know, you so guarantee that God will move things. You don't really have to work hard. Just get a Zoom apps, Zoom link, you know, a Zoom account, and boom. How did this guy, Eric and Adam, they came? You know, and I have more. I have a couple more people, and they couldn't make it this Monday. But, you know, I told Lawrence one day, you know, Laura, my vision, because I got so inspired when I was in India, like Nozomi, boy, she just, and Sangit and those guys, they just beautifully translated Hindi to English, English to Hindi. It's just a beautiful thing, and I was so inspired. So I was thinking of, you know, where I came from. I was born, and I left when I was 11 in the Philippines. And I thought, and I did express my heart to Lawrence about this. I want to go back there, and really. He goes, yeah, I want to come. Let's find a laborer. And I tell you, why did I meet this guy? He's Filipino and another couple. This couple that I met, they're a little bit elderly, but they're so sweet. They're Christians. And the woman talks to me like, well, you know, we have the word, but it's when we practice it, that's when really God goes to work. I was like blown away. You know, wow, she knows the right doctrine. You know, it could be complicated and all that, but God will specifically give you the right person at the right place and the right time. I don't despise. I know I work at Costco. It's a menial job. I only get minimum wage. However, it's my call center. This is how I meet people. And, you know, I simply open my mouth. I mean, I can't talk long about it. But then we start exchanging phone numbers. Pretty soon I'm inviting them, giving them the Zoom link. You just do, you guys. I mean, God will do all the work for you. Yeah. Hey, look at me. I'm just so excited about it because I see it exploding. You know, not just in India or Nepal, but we're going to see here in the States, this side of the world for me on the west coast of the United States. And then Peter, he started it there in the east coast in Florida. You've got Van, you've got Bambi, Sakina, and all those guys, Kathy. Yeah, they're all from the east coast, but like, I'm here on the West Coast. So, you know, God has specific areas, right? And then you got the Zico and Central States, and God is moving. It only takes the one who's really committed. And this is what I'm experiencing. The growth that I have in me is just exploding. I said, God, you know, really, I've been wanting to do this. Where do I begin? But I begin. I began by just having a Zoom account. And then, you know, we are God's mouthpiece. We simply make it available for people. And, you know, just watch God go to work. That's the exciting part. I don't know what he's going to do next, but he's got major, big, big plans for all of us. He just wants you to do. That's it. Just begin. And look how it will take off. It's going to explode. And you will be so blown away because already it's only like my third Zoom fellowship. Wow, I'm seeing people come now. These walls and chairs are turning into people, you know, like I confessed in the very beginning. So don't despise the new beginnings because, boy, it's so much. To me, it's such an exciting growth. It's another phase in my life where I am just moving with God. It's not that I didn't move before, but it's a different phase where we're like, okay, Father, you bring me these laborers. I have prayed for laborers for many, many months now, many years, well, 2 or 3 years. And now it's come to fruition where, okay, I did my part as well by having a Zoom account. That it's as simple as that. And bring it on, Dad. And that's what he's doing to me, just bringing it on. So thank you, Twin. Such great encouragement. Our trip in Florida was so, so powerful. There's just so much fruit, you know. And I remember what Lauren's saying. You know, you're in the right place at the right time, the right doctrine, because this person that is telling you, you just look at that person. This person is bearing much fruit. There's nothing else to say. Let your life tell the story. You know, there's nothing else to say. Look how much I'm bearing much fruit. All these travels I did this year, well, Shelley, my dear sister, we've talked about this. I'm also going to Nepal in November. Listen, I don't have the airfare money yet, but, you know, the time I went to India in February, March, I didn't have it either. But I confess, I made that desire. I gave it to God, and he worked out the small and big details. And that's what we need to do. You know, we just stay focused. And locked in. Get locked in with God. You, first of all, make that decision. You have that desire already. You've made the decision. Go for it. Because God's going to go for it. He'll work out the small and big details. I've seen it. I mean, Shelley reminded me. Also, I didn't realize when I broke my arm, my broken arm and all, I am going to India. And then after India, Japan, and then Florida. And now to Nepal towards the end of the year. And then next year, we've got more. We are going to travel some more. God has major plans. Honestly, Shelley and I talked about our next destination for like an Airbnb fellowship. So South Carolina, here we come. Or maybe even at the Zagones in Colorado. But South Carolina, we're thinking, you know, spring of 2025. So just kind of putting it out there. But again, we walk with the Spirit. Like, we really didn't have anything planned when we went to Florida. Just, okay, first the first thing, give your desires to God, and then book your flights, and boom, one after the other. Everything just fell into place. What an exciting life. You know, I'm just speechless, like very humbled, and I don't want to cry because God is so big, and I'm seeing so much of it, and it's the fruit is, I'm just bearing much fruit. How God is doing it, like the three fundamentals, it's so huge. Speaking in tongues much, staying connected, honoring your first fruit. The honoring the first fruits part, I have never seen anything like it before. Like, I, you know, just the last ABS, honoring first fruit, I increased my giving. And, you know, it's funny, every time, almost every day I go to my mailbox, there's this check. It's like, where is this coming from? You know, oh, you have a credit. Oh, I don't know, but they just keep coming. And I know it has to be God. It has to be. There's no one else. But as you practice it, I mean, God will just, he's at work with you as you activate the Holy Spirit. He is just at work with you. There's no explanation because God is working it every moment of the day. And so I'm very humbled, honestly, for what I'm doing with the Zoom. And I see it exploding in this side of the world, the West Coast in America. But, you know, it's worldwide. It also happened. I mean, you know, our inspiration, India, Nepal, And it's the same God that we have, that they have, right? So it can really happen here. And wow, Peter, I give you so much credit, bro. I'm so proud of you to start a Zoom. I mean, remember, I remembered before we opened up our Zoom accounts, you know, we pinky swear. Okay, pinky swear, this week we're going to get a Zoom account. And it just fell into place. One thing led to another. And who would thought? I mean, pretty soon my Zoom fellowship will be so many people, just like in India, just like in Nepal. You know, we are just going to take off. I mean, yeah, I have one or two people. However, they are worth, going to be worth a million. They're ready. They're hungry. They want to know more. They are ready, just like I've been ready. I didn't question it. When God tells me something, I just move. I just go. You know, no questions asked, no doubt, no hesitation. You just do. And as God sees your heart, boy, he will just lead the way, a way in such that you are blessed when you come in and blessed when you come out. It's huge, you guys. It is, what an amazing walk. And I'm so thankful that, you know, we do have this Zoom, and I got connected with Lawrence and Kim. Maybe it's 3 years now. Life-changing for me, and still is. And, you know, like Lawrence talked about promotion. Well, this is it. You know, God's promoting you as you let him. You know, I had, it was that urge, like from Florida. Oh, my God, I'm thinking, oh, I want to start that Zoom fellowship. And sure enough, as I began, as I did the action, God is just giving them. Imagine new people. I don't know any of them from squat, but God knows. So he's going to put these people right in your path at the right place and at the right time. I'm so humbled, you guys. I am blessed beyond measure what God is doing in my life. All I did was I just began and see it be. I mean, it's not that my life wasn't fruitful anymore, but man, very much fruit. And I have high expectations that God will just continue to blow my socks off, my cookie off, as Lauren says, as the Brits would say, you know, he's constantly tickling me and constantly, like, blessing me. I don't know, but God knows. Imagine you have a check in the mailbox every day. Seriously, you guys. Or maybe even direct deposited. Wow. Honoring my first fruits. Really, God? Really, really? You know, I mean, I have learned. I mean, I had abundantly shared before, but nothing like this, where really honoring my first fruits to where God multiplies it, like, instantaneously, 2 minutes later, 2 hours later, 2 days later, but it just keeps coming. And don't fall back. You know, don't miss it. You just gotta keep going. And you watch how God, he's just blessing you, overflowing with such blessing. Wow, we are in the land of milk and honey. I'm so, you can tell how much I'm excited. I think this promotion with having my own Zoom now, starting my own Zoom, I mean, God is showing me it's totally available. I mean, I don't know these people from wherever, but God brings them. He knows who are the hungry ones. Yes, we pray for laborers, but at the same token, do your part as well. Open up that Zoom account. That's all it takes. And then we keep praying. Okay, Father, you furnish these people that are hungry, that are laborers and ready for you, just like how I've been ready for you, God. It's a promotion. It's a great big blessing. I cannot wait for more of it to come, because this is just the beginning. God will be with you the whole time. Very exciting, because you just don't know how he's going to give you or show you that blessing. So I'm just like, oh, do I turn to the left or to the right? Oh, wait, I stay put. I stay peaceful, because God leads the way, okay? So I think I've said enough. I sure love you guys. And again, you know, this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24. You know, even though the circumstance is not so joyful or glad, like Lawrence was telling Becky, you just smile. You know, it's hard to, when you're smiling, it's hard not to be blessed. You know, you're smiling. I do it all the time. And, you know, at Costco, I don't really have to talk. It's also part of my sales pitch. And people will just say, I mean, oh, you know, Ethel, it's not the product that I bought. It's your presentation. And it started with a smile. And I went, oh, can you repeat that? I'll record it so I'll tell my manager. And they, yeah, well, better yet, you know what? Let me call Costco and then have them direct me to your manager so I can tell them. Because usually when people call stores or customer service, they're usually complaining. Now she said, I'm going to comment. Wow, what a nice thing to say. I mean, like I told you guys, I was very excited. I was sampling salad toppers. They're just nuts, Marion berries, and these things, you know, that you put on top of the salad. My quota was 20. I sold 118. How do you explain that? It was... The smile really helped, and I don't coerce people. But, you know, it was on sale. There was $2 off. Towards the end, I said, well, it's $2 off, ma'am. Well, where's the thing? So they go to where the shelf is, and they get it by cases. No wonder I sold so much. But, you know, it's part of the sales pitch, but it comes naturally. And first of all, too, I am kind of a people person. So what part of the sales pitch is... Also, when you say it's organic, don't panic. It's organic. They laugh. But it's your presenting, and you get engaged to people, engaged with them. You know, oh, how's your day? Kind of a thing that you show you really care. And can you use the salad toppings, you know, for your salad kind of thing? But it's not just with the salads. Put it on potatoes, on rice, blah, blah, blah. I go on and on. But then I enjoy it because I like talking to people. And also it's an open door for me to talk about God if they ask. You know, because if you get caught working in a place, they'll say, oh, it's not politically right, blah, blah, blah. One time somebody reported me and I'm like, you know what? It's not my fault. They started asking me about God. How should I not answer it? I mean, really, come on, you guys. So my manager said, no, answer it. You know, so it's really great the way God opens the door. When you least expect it, you know, he'll open it because he'll bring somebody in your life or in your path that's hungry enough. And then I guess with my smile, the Christ in me radiating, they know. They know who these people are because I get it all the time. There's something about you. Yes, there's something about me. They can't quite pinpoint it. It's because it's the Christ in you, the Christ in you. So anyway, I love you guys. That's my sharing this week. Tell you more about my Zoom fellowship adventures. I cannot wait. Anyway, love you guys.
Awesome, Sherry.
Yeah, awesome sharing. Thank you very much, Ethel, for that. It's great to hear God's moving in your life as well. And, yeah, it's great. Thank you very much. So on that note, I would like to ask, it's hard to describe this one really because when two people are married, the two are one flesh, so, the other half of my minister, Mrs. Kim Thor, to share, please.
God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. And, you know, these sharings tonight have been real hot. And it just goes to show that when you listen to that voice of God, that your life runs very smooth. You know, if you have a Bible handy or if you want to write it down and you can check it later, but I want to look at Proverbs 3 tonight. I don't usually turn to the word, but this has blessed me so much. And it basically covers everything this gone on tonight. Our class is on old age. So it says, my son, forget not my law. Now, we know we live in the age of grace now, so there is no law. But there is a commandment, and that's that we love God and we love our neighbor. So it's very simple. But let thine heart keep my commandments. You know, sometimes we want to have a go at our neighbor, or maybe somebody's cut us up as we're driving to work or something, and we want to really shout and bawl. You know, if we take the higher ground, then we are not going to be so troubled after the fact, because we've took the higher ground. You know, okay, God, you know, I hope they don't come to any harm cutting us up like that or whatever. Just let them have a great day. And you're brushing things off, the worldly things that mean nothing to us, right? We should not allow them to infiltrate our hearts and our minds and give us a shit day, basically. We want to be able to take that higher moral ground with God and just let it run off us like water runs off a duck's back. For length of days. Wow. Just doing those two things. Length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. I was having a conversation with someone a few days ago. And, you know, when I was young and we had the kids, me and Lawrence, and the kids were growing up young, we were very carefree, you know, jumping into situations, doing different things. And then when I was diagnosed with that terminal 5 cancer and given 3 months to live, it changed my whole attitude on life. And it just reminded me, you know, that God says, if we keep his commandments, in other words, if we love him first and we love our neighbor, length of days, long life, and peace shall it add to thee. So, you know, we want that peace. We want long life. We want to have a, not saying our life will be perfect, but that we are blessed. And like someone shared tonight, blessed with all spiritual blessings. It's not about the worldly things. Yes, God can bless you with them, but it's being blessed spiritually first, knowing who you are in Christ, what your capacity is to walk with God, that you can heal the sick. You can just speak. You know, Lawrence, been saying it for about a year now. Say what you want, not what you see. The adversary wants you to say what you see. Like if we'd have said what we saw with the cancer or what we heard, then we would have gone down that road. But it was God that woke Lawrence up and said, she's ill, but not unto death. So then we had a choice. Do we believe God or do we believe the doctor? See? This is where length of days, long life and peace shall it add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Right? The truth. Well, we know that the truth sets us free. When we hear the truth, we are free. We are free to move and have our being in him. That we are walking in that age of grace. Grace upon grace upon grace. That he fulfills our every need when we're in that grace, when we're in alignment and harmony with him, when we are looking unto him and trusting in him. We have no fears, worries or doubts. We know that God is going to take care of us, whatever we do, but not when we step out of those boundaries. You know, if God's telling us to do something, follow through. But, like I shared, and I shared it with a couple of people last week, it's not good. Got to bring it up, actually, because it blessed me so much. It's not good to actually do our own thing, thinking that we are doing it right with God when we're not. Hang on. I'll just find this one. Lawrence is going to cuss me now because he's going to have to edit it, but... Because I'm taking so long. Can't find it, love.
Got it then.
It's because I've spoken to so many people since then. Oh, I sent it to Jason, actually. There we go. It's hard to hear God's voice when you've already decided what you want him to say. See, when we are making our own decisions and we're not listening to God, then it is hard to hear God's voice because we've already made our minds up. But there again, if we are walking with God, right, and then we let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and in men. Right, it's God that does the promoting. He makes us the head and not the tail. He promotes us. Like with Ethel just sharing about the lady that she was sharing about her job and talking to her, you know, and the lady just wanted to ring the head of the company and just really put in a good word for Ethel and what a wonderful blessing she is. See, God does the promoting. We just adhere to those two commandments. We love God and we love our neighbor. That's it. And whether we never pray to God again, whether we never go to church, whether we never say a good word again, you are still God's kid. As soon as you believe Romans 10, 9 and 10, that you confess that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, you are saved. God never backtracks, even if we never do anything again. But knowing that there are benefits to walking with God, that's the encouragement to stay with him, because length of days and long life and peace in a world that we live in right now, right? We just had a general election and I'm not sure whether we've gone out of the boiling pot into another boiling pot or what. But we pray for those. We pray for them in positions of authority. We pray that God puts the right person in the right place to make the sound-minded decisions for the common people. Not the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, but the common, the average, you know, the day-to-day working class. Because without them, the country, our country, would fall apart. And it was proven during COVID, believe it or not. It was only those working that kept this country going. So it just goes to show that all this IT technology and all the rest of it isn't the way to go. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. You know, it's been said a lot tonight. God knows your heart. He's such a remarkable, awesome, living God. He knows your heart. He knows when you hurt. He knows when you have need. He knows your desires, and all we have to do is trust in him. You know, now, I've been with Lawrence 37 years. I didn't trust him when I first met him. I certainly didn't.
During the last year, she started talking to me.
Especially when I first met him in the shop, and he come up to me and he said, God told me I'm going to marry you.
He didn't lie, did he?
Well, no, God didn't lie, but it's not the sort of thing you say to someone when you first meet them, is it?
No.
And I thought he'd like cuckoo man, because I wasn't really, I didn't go to church, I didn't really believe in God. My nan shared little bits with me, but like I thought he'd lost the plot completely. And I said, if that's your pickup line, I bet it doesn't work. And then here we are 37 years later. So, you know, Lawrence really did, right from day one, trusting God. He asked God for a godly woman, someone that would do his washing, his cooking, his ironing. But he had his own ideologies of what he thought he wanted in a wife, and God just blessed him with one, because I love cooking and ironing and taking care of the family and all the rest of it. So, but what God brings together, let no man can separate. Right? Even though my dad didn't like him at the time, and he thought he was a fruitcake, and my mum hated him, but
as
they got to know him, yeah, but he was out there. He wasn't like our family. He was I mean, his life story is something else. You just have to ask him one day. But he I'm not saying I'm normal, but I was pretty normal compared to his lifestyle. if there's a normal, yeah. But then it didn't take long, and my mum and dad warned to him. And that's what I'm saying about God. You know, we may not know God right away. We need to not put him to the test, but, you know, communicate with him. Let him hear our heart's desires. Let him see our goals and our beliefs and what we're looking for in life. And then we start praying. You know, and there's no better way to please God than but by faith. And so I say it many times, don't tell anyone what you're praying for. Just pray quietly, you and God. And then when that comes to pass, you know without a doubt it was God that came through. And your faith increases. So then your trust increases. And then that communication with you and God, you know, becomes solid. That you know that he'll never ever leave you or forsake you. You know that he's always there, no matter what your heart's saying, no matter how you're feeling. Because again, with God, it just doesn't come down to always feelings. You know, we can all have a feeling, but it doesn't mean that it's a godly one. Trust in the Lord with all my heart, lean not unto thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear or respect the Lord and depart from evil. Why? It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. You know, when a woman has a baby, the food is fed through that navel, through that umbilical cord. That's what keeps the baby alive. And that's like us with God. Right? We have that connection that cannot be broken. And he feeds us on a daily basis. He keeps us safe. He keeps us encouraged. He wants us to be at peace. He doesn't want us to be concerned with what's going on in the world, with the politics and the economy. And you get sucked down under to the point that you can't even breathe anymore because the world just wants to suffocate you. But God wants to exalt you. He wants you to know that his kingdom is everlasting. That there will be no crying, there will be no death, there will be no sorrow. When Christ comes back, wow, we are going to live in eternity. And then it goes on to say, honour the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. We've already heard that tonight. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Well, how can that happen? We're in an economy where everybody's struggling. Because we are in God's economy, not the world's economy. So all we have to do is look to him, guys. Trust in him with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Why? Because he shall direct thy path. He will bring you into the land of milk and honey. He will have you on the path of graciousness. He will give you wisdom and knowledge. So that you can apply it and understand it. He will make your barns filled with plenty, your shelves overflowing, your bank accounts overflowing, your health overflowing. Because he's a true God and he never made a failure and he'll never ever lie to you. So bless your hearts.
Fantastic. All right. Oh. I just wanted to say something. As Kim was sharing, God really put something in my heart. I don't know who for, but there's one thing knowing of God and there's another thing knowing God. And for many years I knew of God, but I didn't know him. And through my journey, I've become very close with him. I know when he's talking to me now. It took me a long time to recognize the voice of God and to know that he's never going to let me down no matter what's going on. So no matter what situation I'm in, I know he's not going to let me down. I know he's always faithful. Even if I'm not faithful, he is always faithful. And so the more you go to God, the more you start speaking to him, the more you start giving him everything, every care in your heart, all the things that are bothering you from the past or now or the fears of the future. If you give it to God, I have to check him on, please, love. If you give it to God, he'll start showing you. You need to give him something to work with. Right? He's already worked in you. And sometimes we just keep things to ourselves, thinking, well, God knows it anyway. But he wants a voice. He wants to say, Father, look, I've carried this burden for a long time now. And I want you to relieve me of it. And whoever this is for, God wants you to really start going to him. If you do this, I mean, really go to him and give him every problem that you can think of and say, God, can you help me understand this? Or could you relieve me of this? Or could you show me what to do about these things? Speak to him like I'm speaking to you. He's going to start showing up mega time, and it will happen because I've just spoke it and I know it's energized by God. And so what I want to do, I don't do these things. These are like, this is not Lawrence, right? This is me. I just want to pray right now. All right. So just close your eyes and I'm going to pray. So Father, I just thank you for those words and that inspirational thought that you gave me. Whoever needs to get to know you, not know of you, but know you close up and personal. Father, that if they're receiving these words, Father, you start to reveal yourself to them in a mega way that they've never known before. In fact, for everyone, show them another angle, a depth, a breadth of you, Father, so that we become drawn more near to you in confidence in everything that we're doing, that we know that we can honestly say from our own hearts, my God is faithful. Even if I'm not, he's faithful. He's with me. He's never going to let anything hurt me, harm me, or let me go down the drain. Father, just do this for everyone. Actually everyone, Father. Bring us nearer to you, God. Just like Jesus was in your bosom, in your heart, right before you, in his heart and mind, and you in his heart and mind, that he had that perfect connection. And we got that, Father, through your spirit. But let us genosko it. Let us really experience this on a higher level with you. And I thank you for blessing everyone on here, Father. I thank you for doing something extraordinary that they know this is not just Lawrence, but this is you, Father, the words that are proceeding from you, the inspirational thoughts. And I know that you're doing mighty works here, that everyone on here and the ones that even can join, Father, they are super blessed, and that you're going to give them another revelation of you on a deeper level, God. And I thank you for the great joy and happiness that brings. The joy of life, the joy of living. And I just minister to this right now. I ask you, and I also minister to the people in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what was in my heart. And the next I want to ask Fan to share, please. You need to unmute, brother. You need to unmute.
I was too busy staring at Brenda. That's why I was on you.
She's a beauty.
Say the least.
And a handsome chap.
God bless your heart. I'm very thankful. She has a absolute wonderful heart. That's the thing that has drawn me towards her. She's always, always giving. To the point where I need to throw a rope around her and slow her down from giving so much. She's got such a good heart that she gives to everyone. And that's one of the things that's really, really attracted me to her. I mean, she's beautiful, but also the heart of a Christian woman is like, thank you, Father. Well, before I came on here, I've been overloaded for work for about 3 or 4 days. And I'm not patting myself on the back, but I'm really good at what I do. And so I'm able to answer and take on a lot of work. But I mean, it's been coming and coming and coming and coming. So much so that I'm at work, you know, sometimes till, usually I'm not there, you know, at 4 o'clock, and I'm able to actually get on and do this. But lately it's been just coming and coming and coming, and all kind of strange and different issues from counties and cities and problems and things that I normally I deal with, but they were outside of the norm of what I normally deal with. But I was able to handle them. And then was really, really tired for about a week and a half, not getting enough sleep. And so I got up, I think probably Monday to go to work. And, I just didn't go. And then Tuesday when I got up, I probably shouldn't have drove to work, but, you ladies will probably get this. Men just don't listen. So I drove to work, and on my way to work, God said to me, hey, you need to call somebody to have somebody minister to you. So he told me, I knew Lawrence was sick. He said, Peter. So I called Peter up. Peter ministered to me. I went off to work. I don't think I was driving sideways like I was before I called him. So I made it to work and then got my work done. And then, on the way home, traffic everywhere. It was raining, which we needed, which actually me and Brenda had, there was no rain here. Everybody around me and her were just complaining and moaning and whining. And me and her said, hey, let's just go to God and let's just pray. And so we went to our Father and we prayed. And I mean, just two or three days of just rain. Okay. And so I called her wrong phone and I left a voice message on it. Well, she probably won't get it, but I don't think she realizes it, because I had my phone flipped around on another phone that she has. Anyway, it was my fault for leaving voice messages. I was trying to figure out what's wrong. How am I doing it? But I ended up fixing it today. But every issue, I ask for clarity on issues. I ask for prayer. I had a one-on-one this morning during my walk. I walked today, and that one-on-one, my Father told me to just keep doing what I'm doing. You know, just keep doing, and just keep staying blessed and keep moving forward. And that's exactly what I've been doing. And what Kim just went to and what Ethel was talking about, you know, Even people that, well, first off, if anybody's, I spoke to Peter about listening to Sanjay's teaching on Romans 10, 9 and 10. And, it made a huge, huge impact on me, because that teaching led me to start down a road where, I started thinking about, you know, like, my mom, for example. Now she didn't speak in tongues. Okay, so what did she do with her life? Well, she's an absolutely wonderful woman, tremendous woman. She didn't speak in tongues, but she operated of her own wisdom, her own best judgment, her own thought process, her own thinking. And I'm sure she received revelation at certain times, because God, in the Old Testament, nobody spoke in tongues. So they received revelation. So I'm sure my mom, if needed, you know, from our Father, gave her revelation and probably saved my life, because, Kim, my life could probably, I don't know where we would be. We don't want to compare, but if you ever heard about mine, it'd be somewhere near Lawrence's. Absolutely out of my mind. Okay. Growing up in Miami, just take it from there. And so my mom, with her little prayers, and I say little, and I don't mean that in a disrespect. I mean, at one point she was praying, you know, help him, deliver him, deliver him, deliver him. And then at another point she was saying, please just kill him. Get him out of my life. I mean, that's how insane I was. So, of course, God didn't answer that. But those other ones, he did. And she planted enough word in me for me to be able to get born again and then to move on with life and to read 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 and 14 and ask, hey, what is this speaking in tongues about? You know, and then start the journey down going into fellowship. And then we, you know, a lot of us have done that and we see where, and nothing against anybody that the people that still go, because for me, as you know, I said this before, there was no growth there. Well, now in my life with doing the three things that have been emphasized on here, you know, connecting, and I'm not connecting to a person. I'm connecting to my Heavenly Father. We had some chit chat today, you know, some guy talk, chit chat, yeah, hey, mate, chit chat. But then I said, hey, let her rip. You know, look, I want to hear what God's got to say for me. And the person took a moment and let it rip. And I didn't think for one second that came from a person. It came from my Father. So I knew to just keep moving. So the second one, abundant sharing. I've said this before, and you guys are probably going to start, all right, I'm exiting out of here. I don't care how you start. If it's a penny, if it's a nickel, if it's a dime, you cannot outgive God. You'll never be able to outgive him. So, and it doesn't even have to be money sometimes, because I can see that in Brenda's life. She gives, she gives, she gives. God always blesses her. Always. So, money, yes, but there's other ways to give too. But obviously with whatever you're blessed with, you give. So as you give, and as you keep giving, you cannot outgive God. That's the second one. The third one is speaking in tongues. You know, and again, for me, all those have enhanced my joy. I have actual joy now in my life, where before I didn't. Now, listening to Sanjay's teaching elevated that much more. It's got to be 20 minutes at most, because I was telling Peter, it's probably 20 minutes. But it brought, and we're all at different levels. I'm no better than anybody else. Nobody's any better than me. There's nobody here. God is not a respecter of persons. He works with us to will and do of his good pleasure. I have a place in the body of Christ. Peter has one. Marie has one. Mango, I'm not sure, human does, but I'm not sure Mango has a place. But, cause that's a cat. Patty's got one. Danny's got one. Ethel's got one. Ted, Miss Robinson, Frank from France, Miss Long, Shelley, everybody has a place in the body of Christ, and we move like that. And that's how God's designed things. And then in reference to marriage, Becky's not on here. I mean, what a wonderful thing. What a blessing that her and Jack will be getting married. What a blessing. I mean, it's a representation of the body of Christ. So what an absolute blessing that's going to be for them, for our Heavenly Father, for sure, and then for the fellowship and for everyone they touch. So every time we follow our Father's words, like Kim just read, and by the way, I love Kim way more than Lawrence. Way, way, way more. That's a joke between me and Lawrence. So anyway, it's just one of those things that is, you practice those principles and they, as you move and you ask God and you're humble and you're meek, you ask him to correct you and to guide you and give you wisdom. Now am I doing everything correct? No. I'm making mistakes left and right, and sometimes right and right and left and left. But it's okay. because my Father knows me. He's never going to leave me. He's never going to abandon me. He's always there for me. So that teaching, I don't know if any of you all listened to it. I recommend listening to that teaching from Sanjay, because the lady asked a question. He didn't necessarily answer that question. He went to obedience. He went to those who worship him have to worship him in spirit and truth. And then he went a couple other places. And it was just amazing, amazing teaching. And it enlarged my heart. In the current situation that I'm in, in growth wise, and I'm sure down the road it'll have more meaning, and other teachings will have more meaning. So that's how our Father has designed us. He's not designed us to sit still and to just, do what our thinking is, what our design is. We go to Him. We ask Him for wisdom. We ask Him for guidance. We ask Him for direction. We ask Him to correct us. We're humble and meek to Him. It's His word. Now, this is just me. I'm not going to apologize for reading the word. I read the word. Okay? So there's nothing wrong with reading the word. So read the word. But I know also that I'm walking like Christ Jesus. He didn't have the word of God. We are so fortunate to have the word of God in front of us. But we're even more fortunate to have the Spirit of God placed in us so that we can manifest it and speak the words of our Heavenly Father and not our words. Now me, I have to learn when to speak and when to shut up, when to talk and when not to talk. So those are the things I'm working on now. I'm going to my Father and saying, hey, show me how to shut up. Show me when to talk. Show me when to speak. Put people in my path. Do I need to speak to everybody? Because as my daughter would say, Gabriella, she's coming back from a Christian camp in North Carolina. She says, my Father will talk to a tree. And she's right. I will talk to a tree. There's no question about that. So, meaning, that's a joke between her and I. But, again, it's move, move, move. Spam, move, move. That was a spam call. So, anyway, I just wanted to end with this. Practice the principles, even if it's just a little bit at a time. God honors the little movements in your life, even if it's just a little bit. He honors those. And you'll never go wrong by listening to what He says. Love you guys, and talk to you later.
Oh, yeah, you said. Thanks, Brian. That was wonderful sharing. I love hearing about, people's testimony, sharings, how they began and things like this. It's great. And where you are today is fantastic. So thanks very much for sharing that with us. And next, Brenda, would you like to share anything at all?
No, not really.
No? Okay, sister, no problem.
Bless your heart, Brenda. Good to see you again, love.
I will be prepared next time.
Yeah, okay. Well, you don't have to whenever you desire to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's no pressure.
Bless your heart.
God bless your heart. So, my brother Peter, would you like to share, please, bro? I can't hear you.
I knew you were going to call on me after that. He was like, okay, he's going to call on me. Oh, yeah, here I am. So, wow. Yeah, everybody's been just really great with their sharings tonight. and today, and just really, really iron sharpens iron. That's all I can think about whenever I get on here and other people are sharing. It's like iron sharpens iron, and we're all iron on here. And you know, listening to God with even just the little things like Dan was just talking about is that's great. You know, I got some challenges coming up. You know, I got a move coming up here probably in the next 6 months. And, when I was in Florida, well, I'm in Florida now, but when I was in St. Petersburg, because I have to qualify where I was because I'm in Florida. When I was in St. Petersburg at the get together, when Lawrence come over, a couple of ladies encouraged me to get on Section 8 housing, and Kandra also has been encouraging me to reapply for Section 8 housing. And, I had called like 6 months ago to see if I could get on it. And they said, well, you have to live in a housing, development for a period of time. And then you can get on the, preferred housing list or some, you know, the preferred housing list is a list of landlords that have housing that isn't a complex or like a project, but they're individual homes, and they take Section 8 vouchers. It's like a preferred voucher program. So I backed off of that for a little while. But then, you know, God put it on my heart, you know, call again. And it was just today, actually. And, so I called over to Panama City's Housing Authority. And the woman said, well, the list isn't open, but if you check on the website every day, they put a notice up a week before the list is going to open. And then you can call in. And once you get on that list, you can get on the ACH preferred voucher program. And you can get a voucher to live in a house that's rented by a landlord, that takes Section 8. You don't have to live, and you don't have to live. She told me this point blank. I asked her, I said, do I have to live in the housing project, before I get on the preferred housing list? And she's like, no, all you have to do is be on the list. And I said, do I need a Section 8? Because I used to have a Section 8. And they said, well, no, you don't have to have Section 8. We help you with all of that. So I'm like, okay, I'll just check on the site, you know, every day. And when you guys open back up, then I'll just, you know, I'll go ahead and do it. And I was real happy about that, because at that, jumped a couple of hurdles for me. I didn't want to live in the project again. So I kind of blew it off. So, but that apparently that's not an issue anymore. So, and then I got the thought after I got on the site, I looked to see if it was open or not. Then I got inspired, but when Lawrence was in India, he went to the Taj Mahal, and they weren't going to let him in because we don't let tourists in and this and that, and they gave him all kinds of excuses, and he's like, no, I'm coming in today, get ready. And he's like, we have dominion over the things in this world, you know, and we don't have to follow the world's rules when it comes to a lot of things. We can just go to God, and we can supersede a lot of rules because we're royalty, and we get the preferential treatment. You know, we have authority, we have dominion. So I'm just going to assert my dominion here, and I'm going to open that list back up, and I don't have to move right away, but because really the timetable for the move is, you know, my landlord said he's got this other property he's selling in July. And then after that, after the house that he's selling now sells, then he's going to start working on this one, you know, to get it ready to sell. And then he's going to give us, me and my roommate, current roommate, going to give us 90 days to find another place. So I know it's coming. It's just, I want to be ahead of the curve and with God and just have a peaceful transition over to Panama City, Beach. And Kandra's happy about that because that's where we vacation a lot. So no more paying for a hotel once I move over there. And that would be great. And, I'm getting another cat. And I'm calling those things that aren't, so they are, I'm saying what I want, not what I see. Right? So I'm going to be living in Panama City Beach in a very nice, place with a great landlord, no housing projects, near the beach. And those are my confessions. And as far as the Zoom fellowship, I'm excited about that. But you really don't have to be in one specific area to have a Zoom fellowship, because Zoom fellowships are international. I mean, look on here. There's people thousands of miles apart, and we're still having fellowship. And it wasn't like that in the old days. It was like, you know, in the old days, if you wanted to go to have a fellowship, you had to go to an area and find out if there was a fellowship there or not, or start your own in that area. And I'm in my younger years, when I was in my 20s and all, I moved to different parts of the U.S. based on if there was a fellowship in the town or not, because I wanted to be able to go to fellowship. I left Athens, Georgia, where I grew up with my parents. I'm originally from Missouri. They moved from Missouri over to Ohio and then from Ohio down to Georgia. And I spent my early 20s in Georgia. And then there was a fellowship in a town called Watkinsville, which was like 30 miles away from where I lived, or maybe like 15, 20 minutes. And I would go to fellowship there, but then those people moved back to Cincinnati. And I attended Candace Fellowship in Athens too for a while. And then but a lot of the people there that had fellowships left. They left the town totally. So I decided I was going to move to Cincinnati, and I moved to Cincinnati, Ohio, and I attended fellowship up there. And then I moved over to St. Louis because I had heard about another minister and another fellowship, and I went over there. God inspired me to go there. And then eventually, after a number of years, God inspired me. I got on Facebook one night, and I met a guy named Samir Thapa, who's a Nepalese believer. And he inspired me to go and talk to Lawrence. And I started hanging with Lawrence. This was 3 or 4 years ago, you know, maybe 5. And I've been with Lawrence ever since. I just kind of go where God inspires me to go. Well, God inspired me to listen to the ladies that inspired me to get on a Section 8 waiting list. And I didn't really want to get on a waiting list in Tallahassee. So I'm going to get on a Section 8 waiting list over in Panama City, and I'm going to go over there. And but I can still have laborers here in Tallahassee. I can still, God can, you know, give me one or two laborers here, and then that can explode into other fellowships, and I can find other fellowships over in Panama City too. So, and then also, I've been healed of a couple of things this week. I called Ethel. And my legs were hurting pretty bad. I had some kind of thing going on. And when Ethel prayed, immediately the pain that I was experiencing left. It was gone. And I was like, I'm really thankful for that. You know? So it's so wonderful to be able to call someone. And I've had that happen with Kendra too. On many, many things. Because me and Kendra have been friends for a very long time. But it's nice to be able to call a believer and just pray together and, you know, take care of stuff and, you know, realizing the authority and the power that we have, just as paramount, that's just incredible. And we just don't realize, you know, we're seated in the heavenlies, right next to God and Jesus Christ. I mean, the angels desire to look into the things that we have. The angels, you know, everybody lauds angels above, you know, angels are the greatest thing on earth. And you hear people talking about angels and they get all sidetracked. Well, the angels want to look into the things that we as the sons of God have. You know, so where's our place? You know, our place is next to God and Jesus Christ. And we're highly favored of him. So he's going to take care of us. He's going to, you know, he's got the bennies. He's got the benefits for us every day. He's got something good for us every day. He's got great things for our lives. He's got a plan and a purpose and a future and an expected end. And he wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And that are those, you know, if your thoughts are lining up with God's thoughts, you know, if your desire is to help people and give them, the godly lifestyle, put them on the heavenly economy, you know, to just bless their lives, you know, and get them out of this world in a manner of speaking, figuratively, of course. I mean, we're not of this world, we're just in it, but to introduce them to their heavenly Father. What a privilege. What a privilege. That's a privilege. And, you know, I listened to that teaching with Sangha today, and he's like, I never really witnessed to anybody in my life. God's always brought people to me. And that kind of floored me, because the man's responsible for, literally his ministry is responsible for millions of people. And that's just incredible to me. Yeah, so, each of our lives can be a story like that. You know, we have that potential to literally reach millions of people. And there's billions of people on this planet. And, just, you know, by that one, the millions will come. And God will bring them to you. All you have to do is just ask Him. And just be fervent. Be passionate about asking Him. Ask Him with your whole heart. Father, I really want those laborers. You know, I really want to do your will. I really want to see all men come to the knowledge, be saved and come to a knowledge of your truth. I really want people, them to know you. And that is my desire. My desire matches your desire. So let's work together. Let's do this. You know, let's go for it. And, And it's like, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So like, I've said it before on here, you got any kind of mental thing going on, and I've had my share, and other people have had their share of mental stuff going on here. But if you want to get beyond that kind of stuff, commit thy works unto the Lord, thy thoughts shall be established. So if you're having trouble with your mind, you know, set your focus, set your desire, set your work on the things of God, and it'll be easy. And smiling helps. Smiling does help. Lawrence is right. So that's what I want to share. God bless you guys. And, whoever's next.
Oh, that's great, Peter. I always love hearing you share, because I always love hearing everybody share, actually. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's some great things God's doing in your life, and it's really, especially in your circumstances and situations. And I'll never forget how you rebuked that storm, and it just went, it was a twister, and I thought, wow, the man can't even do anything, but do that.
I mean, it pretty much had to go, or my house would have been torn down.
So that's the faith.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And you too, you're an inspiration as well, Jason. Very much. Very much so. You're steadfast and strong. You're a rock, you know. You're a rock among men when it comes to your faith. And it's really cool. It's really good to see.
Thank you, brother. Bless your heart, Peter. So next, Patty, would you like to share, please, sister? Hello, Patty.
I'm coming. Yeah, it's a matter of finding all the buttons to work. There we go.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm here.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Wow, what a blessing. Thanks, Peter. I'm glad to know that you're going to go to the best place that you want to live. So that blesses me hugely. Panama City, I'll get my, my flip-flops out and get in the water. I thank you so much. It's God working in each and every one of us to will and do God's good pleasure. And He wants us to smile, to be of good cheer, and to manifest God's love every single day, everywhere we go, is Christ in us. And that is that hope, the hope of glory, my goodness, that glorious glory that we have is Christ in us. And so that's a huge blessing. Sometimes you just go, you kind of mumble around. You go, I don't know if I should go. It's just my goodness. Hey, Marie Carol, I see you, sweetie. It's like, it's God working in us, and it's like really some of the things today, very powerful. For me specifically, just to figure out what am I going to do today? You know, what is my purpose today? How am I going to use my time today? And I've been coming on to this fellowship. I think this is the third week in a row. And you kind of wonder what your ministry is specifically sometimes. But God will give it to you because he tells us to sit down. And I've heard this about 5 or 6 times tonight. Ask God specifically what he wants you to do. Talk to God. It's part of your personal relationship with God, actually. Because when we listen to God and do what God asks us to do, that is having God work, you know, Christ in us working. And that makes deliverance. It just is the effort. We talk about smooth and easy. It is easy to be entreated. God's word is totally easy to be entreated. Because that's the only thing we have. That's our eternal life. That's when we take it and actually live it right now. Right in this, where we are physically and spiritually right now, we are living our personal eternal, we are living eternally right now. So that's part of our ministry is to minister to as many people as we can right here and right now and give that love that God has put in us so that we can do that. So we have that Christ in us. It's that true hope of glory that gets you excited, gets you up in the morning and says, yes, amen, praise God. I am fully blessed. I live in a beautiful place. I live in the best place in my state, wherever I live in the best location. I live close to everybody I love, and it's peaceful, and it's wonderful, and my money is good, and health is super good. I've got great health, and God is working in me. Now, one of the things that I'm having, you know, you guys are doing your little Zoom fellowships, and I'm a person, I'm very faithful to my, you know, routines I get into, and one of the things that came up is that personally where I live is where I need to do my fellowship, like in my building. That's what came for me personally is that I need to start fellowshipping in my own building a little bit and getting to know people better here. So that's what I'm working on. So that is a blessing to me. And hi, Kendra. See, I know Kendra's mother, Lola, very well, little Lola. Little Lolo is my friend. We used to fellowship together. So knowing people's hearts and where they are and what's going on with them is really a blessing. And thank you, everybody, for everything. I love hearing Van's sharing today. That was very powerful. How you and Peter together worked God, you know, worked with God to help everybody. So working together is really important. And believing God together. It's a real blessing to be together and to love God for everything. Let God take care of everything. That's where the getting quiet and peaceful, that's the peace that passes all understandings when you can actually sit down and just get quiet with God and just let that fellowship that you have with God be not just knowing of God, but knowing God. That was a huge, blessing for me. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to listen to Sankit's teaching. I didn't hear that, but it sounds really good. So I'm going to sit down and listen to that later. So bless y'all. Love y'all. Happy Thursday.
Thank you.
Bless you, Patty.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks very much for the sharing.
Bless you, darling.
Wonderful heart.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Always a blessing. So.
Beautiful.
It is
and,
good.
Aaron does show up now in the spot, so it's great. I have to go in a minute, but so Lawrence has asked me to share next. So it's been just amazing listening to everybody tonight and hearing the new fellowship starting up with new people God's bringing. And it reminds me, I was thinking the other day about Noah
and how Noah didn't round up the animals. He couldn't have done. They were coming from too far away. And, you know, all the birds as well. He couldn't have possibly got them all in the ark. That would have been impossible. He'd have had to be very tall to catch them all, right? So what did he do? He just did what God gave him to do, which was to build the ark. And detail by detail, he had to listen to the specifics of it all. All the dimensions had to be right. Every measurement had to be perfect. And it had to be exactly the right materials in the right places. Else, it would have been no good. And he was being mocked the whole time by everybody but his family. And there was just eight of them. Maybe they were helping him build it. I don't know, his family. But just eight of them were really believing what God was saying. And, you know, however many people were on the earth at that time were just mocking them and carrying on in their own stupid ways, basically. But by the time the ark was built, then God brought the animals and the birds, everything that had to go in that ark, he brought them. And by the time they were in there, the rains were coming down and people realized, oh, we've been idiots. And Noah, he was right. Oh my gosh. But that was it. God sealed the doors shut. No one could open them. And it's funny because when God opens the door, when it's a God-opened door, no man can shut it. When God closes the door, no man can open it. So everything tonight has been how God has been moving in everybody's lives. And for me, I shared, I think, was it 3 or 4 weeks back, that I used to do a lot of cycling. In fact, since I was a teenager, I was always on enough bikes. I'd have one bike. And I'd have one bike for a while. Then eventually I'd get another bike. And it was always for traveling to and from work. But I ended up cycling pretty much all over Bristol to and from work. I did different jobs I was doing at different times. And about 5 to 10 years ago, I just stopped. And I just threw a couple of bikes out. And this was a few weeks back, funny enough. And thinking, yeah, that'll make way for a new bike, an electric bike. Because it had come to my heart to get one. And then I'd gone to this store and looked at what they had there. One bike, well, it looked great, but didn't know the brand. But whatever, so I'm going, there's none available in the whole country. And I think this is crazy. So I looked at another one. It was down to half price, because they can get really expensive. But it was down to half price, and I'm thinking, so I ordered it. And it came, and it was faulty, and I had to go back. And by this point, I'm thinking, this is crazy. And so I thought, order another one. I said, no, I can't be bothered with this. They're all the same kind of brands, and they're from the Far East. And I'm thinking, slave labor, well, I don't want to know it. So now, if I'm going to get one, I need a reputable brand that's, you know, not a slave labor-based countries. And I'm giving it to God the whole time. And, you know, it's sometimes a challenge to not get consumed with things to the point it distracts us in our lives, in our walks with God. And I had to keep pulling myself back. And rather than going on a hell-bent trip looking for this bike, okay, Father, you know, this is my time with you. You know, first thing in the morning, something hits your mind. No, God is first. Right? God is first. But I even got inspired to write on a page, laborers on one lane, on the next lane, an electric bike. And we've heard Lauren say so many times, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. So, I'm thinking, okay, and each time, you know, I'd be at home and I'd see myself cycling away from the house. I'm thinking, I can see it in my mind. I can literally see it in my mind that clear. And I'm somewhere else, out and about somewhere, and I see myself riding along. And this happens several times, and I'm thinking, okay, Father, yeah, this is a view. It has to be. Well, over 4 weeks, funny enough, the number four is in there. Got any relation to his creation or something? I think. yeah. Sometimes it's been a bit woo like this. And there's times I've even questioned myself, is this God or is this me? And I'm thinking, okay, Father, the bike doesn't matter. I want laborers. Because that's more important than anything. This is just a material thing. And we've heard it tonight. The things pertaining to the kingdom of God are not the material things. It's what's inside us. And that's the most important thing. Yeah, we need the material things. And it's going to be great because I can have some transport. But, well, you know, God is first. His will is first. And I desire the laborers. I desire my fields. I can't make it happen. So it's all on him. In the meantime, I know my legs are getting a battering because I'm walking all the time. And over time, it just takes its toll. And I can still walk around. It's not that I can't, but when the pain comes on, I'm thinking I could really do with some transport. So, you know, taking it to God and being in situations sometimes where it's like, hey, no, I'm fine. And, you know, it's sometimes hard to rejoice in every situation, but, you know, I'm a believer. I bring my mind back to it at some point. Anyhow, I decided, at first I realized God had put in my heart to ring my brother-in-law. I thought, but I don't know if he knows much about him. Plus, I want to go over there and surprise him or something like this. Anyway, there's a shop called Halfords here, and they do a range of electric bikes called Carrera. And I know Carrera are good. I had one years ago that was a normal bike, and it was a good bike. And I did some reading up on them, and I was pretty impressed with what I read up about them. So I know it's a reputable brand as well, and I'm thinking, okay, Father, that's what I want. That's what I need. Because I know they do good lines of products. They don't let you down. With Halfords, they check it all over properly. They make sure it's good. Good to go. You're good to go. And, okay, the brand new prices were a bit much. And God had put in my heart and mind. And it was between £700 and £800. And how I could get the money. So I'm thinking, and it required somebody else involved in this, and it came to their heart £700 or £800 too. I thought that was God. So anyway, but a long story short, this week I looked down there. I went down there and had a look. And there was nothing in the bracket. And so, okay, no problem. I went back and went online. I saw one for £850, and I'm thinking £850, but it's above the £800. I want it below the £800. Finally, after the second time going down there this week, I rang my brother-in-law, and I was chatting to him. He said, oh, you should have told me you're going there. I got a discount card for that place. I'm like, what? Then the penny dropped where God told me to call him. Because he could get me a discount. So with 8% off of the 850, that means £68 is knocked off. It's down to £782. For a particular bike, there's a mountain bike, and I wanted a mountain bike style. And praise God, I went down there yesterday, paid it,
and had to collect it today because they had to run the checks on it first, make sure it's all fully sorted out and ready to ride. So, I'm really blessed out of my socks. Yesterday morning, I'd been exhausted at one point and I had a stye on my left eye, I had the beginnings of one on my right eye, and it took me a while before I could get some rest, but I got some rest. And it was yesterday morning I woke up, went into the garden, and I'm just about to speak in tongues, but I just got inspired to just pray. And I'm praying for everybody coming to my heart like I do every day. Everybody on here, obviously my ministers, guys in Bristol, a lot of Indian guys I met. And as I'm going along, then I'm speaking in tongues in between. And desiring these laborers. And God just did the most amazing thing. My whole body was just relieved all the way down through every fiber. God was showing me that there were attacks going on in that 4 weeks. And I probably may have missed that point, but it's funny because what Kim shared earlier is true. We can be so convinced that it's what God wants when it may not be. And we could be telling God what he wants rather than asking him what he wants. And if I had just made that phone call to my brother in the first place, it could have changed the whole thing around. Maybe made it move a bit faster. But you know what? God is so wonderful to us because he knows our frame. He remembers we're dust. He has compassion on us. He shows us mercy and kindness. And there's grace. And we're strong in the grace. We're not strong in the law. We're strong in the grace. So, it's catching ourselves on when we need to. And just remembering, really, to keep the main thing the main thing. And it's God first. His will, his ways. And let him do the opening of the doors and everything else. And then it'll all fall into place. So, just to really, I guess, add to everybody else's shines. That's mine for now. And I know there's laborers everywhere waiting. And they're coming. They're coming. Rain as well. So God bless your hearts. I love you all very much. And thank you very much for everything everyone shared tonight. It's just wonderful allowing God to work in your hearts to share like that. And it's inspirational. So thank you very much. And God bless you all.
Thank you.
I'll hand you back to Lawrence.
I think you could ask. I don't know if Mary Noel wants to share or Ted, if he's able to share now. You want to ask one of them?
Yeah, okay. Mary or Ted. Any of you guys ready to share?
I'd like to share.
Oh, Mary.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi. God bless all of you, and all of you were very encouraging and inspirational, and especially you, Jason, because you're real about it. You know, it's not like always all a bed of roses, but God gets us through stuff, and that's what's happening with me now. I made a judgment call, which was contrary to my will, but I believe it's God working in me to make the right choice. I decided not to go on this 4-day camping trip to Green Mountain Reservoir, which I've done for the past 20 years. I would have been with both of my daughters and my 4 grandchildren, and it breaks my heart, but it's too much trouble with these oxygen tanks. And so also I got an appointment for my hip because I can't hardly walk at all, and my left hip needs to be replaced. It was, I think, 8 years ago I had my right hip done, and the doctor is noted for his hip replacement surgery. He writes articles across the country, and he's a real handsome man, so that helps. I like him. He's real charming, and he does a great job, so I'm going to have a total hip arthroplasty on, that means they take it out on the 20th of August, so it's just over a month from now, And I go to see my doctor about the prescriptions in the air. And I've been Googling a lot of things. And I decided I don't like one of the prescriptions she gave me. And there's another one that might be more effective with the other prescription I'm taking. So I wanted to ask her about that because they said that I have to be on the prescriptions in order for them to do the surgery because they're going to do a checkup. That appointment's going to be in on the 31st at the end of this month. And so what I'm doing is I have to get my prescriptions tomorrow. And then when I see the doctor, my local doctor, I'm going to ask her to change the prescriptions. And that's just going to be on the 23rd. And so hopefully she can give me, take away one and give me another one that's stronger and leave the other. So that'll be really good and I'll be really happy then. And, so I'll be ready to have my left hip replaced. And it's just over a month. It's very soon. I've gotten accustomed though because God says we can abase and abound in every circumstance. And, I'm abased right now with everything I own in boxes. And so they're going to remodel the place in December. And I still haven't gone to the office with the list of are they going to do this? Are they the ones that are going to buy the storage locker? And are they going to be the ones to help move the furniture out? Because this place was trashed and used up when they put me in here 15 years ago. I only paid $40 a month rent, and there was another low blow. They claimed that my check didn't clear from June, and so they charged me with a late fee and a return check fee, and they said they haven't received the clearance on this month's rent, which is $40. So, you know, they're just trying, the adversary just keeps hitting me here and hitting me there, and I'm like, I don't care. They're the fiery darts of the wicked. And I have the shield of believing, and I'm deflecting it with the word of God. I'm on guard, and I'm going, God made me more than a conqueror through him who loved me, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me in whatsoever state I'm in. I've learned therewith to be sufficient. God is my sufficiency. And so I'm just really thankful for this challenge to my believing. The adversary thought he'd try to throw me off. And that didn't throw me off. And then he hit me with another thing. That didn't throw me off. Another and another and another. And I'm just like, nope. It's the spirit from God in Christ in me. And I am more than a conqueror. So nothing's going to get me down. So those kids are up there and the grandchildren. And I just miss them terribly. But God will make it up to me. Like I ordered these sandwiches from this place called Jimmy John's. And it's freaky fast delivery. And I can get a really nice roast beef sandwich for $12. And when he brought me my sandwich yesterday, he said he didn't have change for a 20. And I said, well, okay, here, keep it. And then when he got back to the shop, he said, I'll bring you your change. I said, no, that's okay. So you know what they did? This is just a little, yay, God. They gave me a free coupon for a sandwich today. So I got to order a free sandwich and I have $2 left over, so I'm happy, I'm content with very little, and I'm very thankful, and so once my hip is replaced and I get back on my feet, I really want to get a job just working part-time as a receptionist in a shop, and so I think that that would be ideal for me, and so the only thing is I may have to just hire someone, I hope it's not out of pocket, to take care of me for maybe 5 or 10 days after the surgery, because, you know, you just shouldn't be alone after a major surgery. And I stayed with Molly last time. See, I don't use NSAIDs or any type of narcotic. I strictly use CBD with THC in it, and therefore it's very effective for pain and sleep. And so I have this cream, and I'm going to get like a couple of more jars of that. And everything is just going to be peachy. I wouldn't have done it if I couldn't get a hold of the cream. But that's available to me. So I'm very thankful to God for that, because God forbid I should take any pharmaceuticals that I don't have to take. And, you know, I'm trying to keep my liver and kidneys strong, and I just thank God for my wonderful health, because, you know, he gave me all of this as tremendous blessings, a good, strong constitution, and it's been challenged, but I am going to come out the victor in all of these situations, especially the heart and the kidneys. So I thank you for your prayers and believing with me, and I love you all very much. Think about me this weekend, because I don't want to have self-pity not being up there camping and having fun with everybody like I've done for the past 20 years. And so I think it'll be fine, though. And I'll think of you. Okay, God bless you. Bye.
Love you, Mary. God bless your heart. And yes, we will think of you, and we are keeping you in your prayers. And
thank
God,
you. Love you.
See? And God is going to make a way where there seems no way. He's going to come through spectacularly for you, because our God is a spectacular God, and yes, he doesn't overlook any of us, and you're a faithful believer, great heart, and God will comfort you as you rest this weekend, and I'm sure the kids will have a good time with the grandkids as well, and it's nice for you to have a little break and have a little rest. So you're very much loved, darling.
Thank you.
He keeps telling me, call her ML, not Mary. Like, oh yeah. Bless you, ML. I love you dearly, sweetheart. All right?
I love you dearly. Take care.
Have a great night. Rest of your night, darling. God bless you.
God bless
you. Okay, I think that's it. Bambi had to go off. She had to cook for Tony. And she's going to try and get back on, but she still must be cooking. So I think that's everyone who shared, unless Ted wants to share. You're more welcome.
Lawrence.
Hello, brother. God bless you, bro.
God bless you. I'm home now.
Hey.
I was off work a while ago, and like I said, I can't share driving home, although it'd be nice if I could. It keeps going in and out. So, anyways, no, I just want to say hi to everybody. God bless everybody. The Sharons were great. Is that too much wind? Can you hear the wind? I'm outside. If you can't hear the wind, that's great. Stay outside. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. I just put myself... Yeah, you carry on, brother.
Oh, okay, anyways, I just wanted to say hi to everybody. They had great sharing today. I listened to most of them. I had to get off that. People put anything with me on there. I just love turning on the fellowship and working away and listening to all the wonderful, blessed people and how God's really blessed them. From now on, I'll say hi to your daughters and grandkids. If I get over there this weekend, I got a lot of work to do. That sometimes they stop over here, so I'm going to give them a hug for you. And anyways, I'm just getting blessed by just walking with God and watching him work and doing what I need to do. And if I do something, or if something comes up where I say, oh man, I should have done that, I'm going next time to do it. But I don't condemn myself. I don't, like I used to, you know, oh, this and that, and I didn't do this or I didn't do that. I don't do that anymore. I just go, oh, I'll try better next time and move on. And things have been getting better at it. It's just a practice. So anyways, I just wanted to say hi to everybody and bless them with wonderful sharings. It's been it.
Bless you, Ted. That's really great, brother. Great to hear your voice. Always love hearing you share. And, God is with all of us. And he's doing that's it. We just rest in God. Let him do the work. I like how you said that. I just let God do the work. And that's the best way to do it. And he takes care of everything for us. And he really does do that because he's very faithful. So with that, I think it's been a really wonderful night. You have a great rest of your day and evening. And a good night's sleep, and a great day tomorrow, and a great coming weekend. I'm very thankful for all of you that joined us. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask Shelley, if she's there, to close us out with a word of prayer, please.
Yeah, can you guys hear me okay? Am I breaking up?
Perfect.
Okay, all righty. Well, let's just come together and really thank God and
praise our Heavenly Father for this amazing life that we get to live, these lights we get to shine. And, oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, thank you for the fellowship we have and just what a divine, awesome God you are. And that we come to you with wisdom and humility again, able to seek what you want in our lives. Thank you, God, for letting us each be individuals and loving each other for how you've designed us. So tonight is a great night, a great day, and we lift this to you in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Love you guys.
Very much. And Peter, I'll catch up with you tomorrow, bro, because I missed you for those couple of days, didn't I? But bless your hearts anyway.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll catch up tomorrow. Maybe my tomorrow afternoon would be good.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. I was kind of expecting it anyway. We talked about it on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. I couldn't remember what I said to you.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's no problem.
All right.
And God bless you, Patty. Great to see you.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Phenomenal sharing, darling. Bless you, Patty. Phenomenal sharing. Really blessed me greatly, as well as everybody else's. And fan. Great to see Brandon on here too. Love you, Danny and Amber, Shelley, Marie, Ted, ML, Ethel, Marie Carroll, everyone. Love you.